Hope y'all enjoy the show.
I can assure you, I won't.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Good morning. Good morning. Fabulous. Outstanding. Wonderful. Terrific. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No,
I can't read it. There's no words on it. I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Nope. We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Good guy. Nice man.
And now.
What the fuck are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Our feature presentation.
Why is it so fun when somebody loses it?
I don't know, but I want to hear the little Bill O'Reilly at some point today as well. Yes. I love it so much.
I mean, I look at that and I feel bad for Christian Bale because I know every single human being has reached that point.
Yes.
Maybe not everybody is comfortable enough to yell at other people that way, but everybody's been out of control. And you know, it could have easily been one of us, but no one cares what we do. You know, as much as him.
Yes, yes.
But it's so sweet.
I don't know why.
You feel bad for it, yes. Yet you enjoy it.
Yes. Yeah, I feel bad for him because I don't, you know, I figure he's probably not much of a bigger a-hole than anyone in Hollywood.
I don't think that most people have ever unloaded on someone the way he did
yeah,
in that tape.
Yeah, that's possible.
I really don't.
But everybody has felt that, but
absolutely
most
felt
people
that, yeah.
Don't take it out on other people that way.
Yeah, inside you're so furious you
right.
Can't even speak, but it just we're probably not articulate enough really to do what he did.
Well,
I would run out after 30 seconds.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay,
look, I'm still mad, but I can't think of any more words.
Exactly.
And you're a doo-doo head, and I really don't like you at all a lot, even a little bit.
You know how I would go at him.
But I also think you don't have the... I don't know, job security or whatever. You know, if you unleash on somebody, you're going to get
right.
In trouble.
That's a good point.
Yeah. By the way, we are going to take your calls on any topic. Christian Bale, another amazing Laker performance last night, or Barry Bonds, or anything else that's in the news. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. Get on the air, get a prize coming up here in just about a minute or so. We put in the request to talk to her. I don't know if we'll get her, by the way, but we are working, and I appreciate the K-Rock listeners who have made sure that we are abreast of the news story.
Hey!
See what you did?
Shayla Hershey. Now, there is no Guinness World Record for world's largest boobs, but she certainly would win if there were, because she got her 9th breast implant surgery recently. Bigger and bigger. She had to leave the country because she couldn't get them where she lived in Texas. They have a cutoff of how big they can be. They are now 38, triple K.
Oh, God.
What did they start out? I mean, was she a double D to begin with? Or
34 B.
That I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
What
that
difference
I don't know.
Does it make?
It makes a big difference because you're going up so much different than you were.
I don't know. She's 28 years old. She's a housewife in Texas. She went to Brazil to get the latest procedure. She was a triple F before she got the upgrade to the triple K.
A housewife, so she's married.
Yes,
but is she
big is beautiful? She says.
Right, but is she a stripper or something where she can use it for work?
See, these are the questions we need to find out. We need to get her on the phone, or better yet, in studio. But some of the emailers that sent the story yesterday were concerned women who are afraid that this is what men find attractive.
Nope. Oh, dear.
Nope.com
is right.
Oh, my God in heaven.
Yeah, this is cartoonish.
I think she's overdone it a little bit.
Maybe.
I think perhaps
you should have gone back to the
You would have been fine with
F's
double E's or whatever.
I think
J's
triple F's were fine.
Yeah,
triple F's were fine. There's no need for her to leave the country to get the K's. I think the triple F's were fine. But
that's her she's looking in the mirror in this photo, and she's looking at like, oh, man, look at those.
Yeah. She's not, she's not unattractive.
Right.
You know what else she's not? She's not right in the head.
No, no kidding.
Yes, that's true.
There's something really wrong with her, and she's only 28. Those are going to be on her feet.
Amazing.
Yeah.
In
by the
15
time she's 30.
Years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Dear God.
That's not going to be good.
Yeah, it has to be a miserable way to live. The only reason you would do it, I think, is because there's a freak show value in people paying to see them, or you being able to do movies where people can see them that are really into the big, 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 big boob fetish.
Yeah.
But even that has got to be pretty short-lived, because once you got a few of those out there, you're done, right? There's no question she'll get these removed at some point.
I would certainly think so. You know, I think by the time you hit 30 to, say, 30 to 70 years old, you know, probably double F's are enough at that point. You know?
I think so.
You don't need to go higher than that.
Double F's, ladies, that's something to aspire to. Stay away from the triple K.
These big cans are one-third larger.
Yeah, at least.
All right, let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew? We don't screw with things. If it works, we just keep doing it. And what we're doing now is Kevin Bean's What It Do, Nephew. You pick up the phone, give us a call, get in the air, get a prize. And how about this? A pair of lift tickets to join K-Rock at Bear Mountain on Valentine's Day, which is a week from Saturday, February the 14th.
All right. Let's begin with Chris in Long Beach. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Well, we got a rematch tonight, the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers. And can the Lakers beat them without Andrew Bynum in the lineup tonight?
I say yes. I say based on the way they've been playing the last four games, based on how hot not only Kobe but Pau Gasol has been, I think they got an excellent shot of beating them.
I'd like to see them beat them tonight, too.
Yeah, I say yes, too. But we've all seen them play poorly without Bynum, so it's a little, it's up in the air. You know, you got to go, well, last year, you know, they didn't have Bynum, and they didn't really do all that great against the Celtics. But the rest of the team is playing so much better now.
And they did beat them last month, too, remember?
Yeah.
At home, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully. I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to say absolutely no question. Let's go to Moiro. How do you say your name? Morrow?
Morrow.
Yeah. In Southgate. Let's go.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
No, I like Offspring, you know, hands down.
Okay.
Although
I was just going to ask.
Have you heard the new song? They sound so much like Weird Al Yankovic, though. So much like him.
Is this the Krista song? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that new like slow song, the slow that they've been playing on K-Rock.
Yeah,
it sounds like Weird Al.
I think they're ripping off Weird Al. I think you may be onto something. I think many musicians do. I think Weird Al is really what they aspire to be, and they get as close as they can when they go into the studio.
Yeah, he does pave the way in the rock world.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We've been saying it for years.
Yep, we've been saying that for years. Hold on.
We're going to keep saying it until we die.
Let's go to Daniel in Compton. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
What did it do?
Hey, guys. I was just here, and I went last night to the Eagles' death metal show.
Oh, how was that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they were great. They're pretty awesome. But I don't know if it's like this trend now, that people just stand there and film it with their cell phones and just take pictures and not do anything, you know?
Yeah.
They're just standing there, and it kind of bugs me out, because, I mean, they're playing amazing. They were just ridiculous, and people are just standing. I mean, there's a couple of people dancing, but not like... I'm not saying like a bronado, like just go crazy, but just like, you know, start jumping, do something, you know, and they're just standing there, and it kind of sucks, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like a new trend, you know?
It does seem like that kind of audience doesn't give the performer kind of what they need to take it to the next level.
To work off their energy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
I don't know what to tell you about that. That seems like the exact same thing. I mean, people are more interested in taking a picture.
Yeah, to remember the thing that they weren't really paying attention to.
Then they were to pay attention at the time, right?
I know.
And enjoy it.
You're right.
You see that?
Because I went to the same thing with a private show with Foo Fighters and Queens of the Stone Age.
Right.
Wow.
They were amazing. They're great. And people are just standing there taking photos and like nothing. I was like, they're not in the moment of that rock moment.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and it's rock out. They're just standing there, and it's like, it bums me out. It sucks because it happens more and more often. Now it's like, that kind of sucks.
Well, here's what I would suggest, Daniel. This is what I do. If I see someone taking a picture, I grab their cell phone and throw it to the floor. Hard.
Well,
like, really? It only takes one time. You just go, boom, gone.
I'm like 3.5 bills. You know, I'm a big fat load, and I'm moving more than these people, and it kind of sucks. Like, what the hell, you know?
I'm a big fat load.
Well, thank you for the call. They have been warned, and perhaps they're listening, and it will be noted. We got to talk to Eric real quick in Ontario.
Yeah, Eric.
That's the wrong button, too. There we go. There's Eric. This is. We have time for one more. We have to squeeze this one in. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, Eric. What's going on?
No, I want to talk to you. I I used to date a girl that had 38 G's.
38 natural. G's.
And she wasn't big either. I mean, she was thick, you know. But
she was thick? How old was she?
35.
Really?
And, yeah. And they weren't dragging on the floor yet?
Not at all. You know what? I'll talk to you off the air, but...
it's probably safer for all of us involved, to tell you the truth. Do you have any photographs of her?
Yeah, possibly.
Because we would like to see for ourselves.
We'd like to see that.
It's really hard for us to judge without, seeing.
Yeah.
I'll send you guys a picture.
I find it hard to believe that a girl has made it to 35 years old. With 38 G's natural, and they look good?
When you lay down, they lay down with you, right?
No, I'm telling you.
Then she lied. There's something going on inside those breasts that isn't natural.
Really, what we're going to need is Miss Cleo to get topless, right? To
do our own research.
Yeah, we have to do our research with our own eyes. Right. We can't just take this guy's word for
it. We'll work on that.
What's Miss Cleo? What's she sporting, Mike?
I don't know.
I mean, she can come in. Tell me herself, but she's bigger than Double D. By my assumptions.
Yeah,
pretty sure, right?
All right, she's here. Hang on.
This is very important.
What do you want to
know? I think that you're naturally bigger than a Double D. Am I correct?
No. It's my.
You're right about that.
I'm right about a Double D.
Okay.
So
that dude says 38 G natural.
No way.
35 years old.
They sit up when you lie down.
That's
sorry, dude. It's not happening.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
There's no way.
She lied to him.
That's
natural.
Physics.
When she lays down on her back.
That's pure gravity right there.
When she lays down on her back, she's in a pool of boob. There's no way.
To her sides, never to move.
Pool of boob, by the way, gets the crowd jumping. That guy that was worried about the crowd not getting excited. Pool of boob.
Oh, see them. You'll be very happy.
They're on Saturday night at Coachella. It's going to be very good. Thank you, Miss Cleo.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. We'll need to see you topless, though, anyway.
Eric.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
Here's what I think we need to do. Let's call Nigeria and let's ask them about the goat man.
Well, if anyone would know, it would be them, of course.
We have to go
to the source. That's what news people do.
I don't know why Ralph was ragging on us for trying to get to the bottom of what, to me, seems like a pretty incredible story that we talked about yesterday.
Sure is.
They supposedly arrested a goat and put the goat in jail, waiting for it to turn back into a man, because they think that's how he was trying to escape when he got cornered.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
I'd like to know how to do it.
We're going
to
talk to people who have worked the drive-thru.
Is that a euphemism?
Nope.
It sounds like it should be.
It does, yeah. No, it seems like a bad job. I know that that's one of those jobs that I would not last in.
No, you would not.
But you would have so much fun in the 30 minutes that they let you work the microphone.
That's correct.
You would really enjoy
screwing
with every
customer. But I like to mess
with
people too much, and you can't. Yeah. You have to put up with their BS.
Yep.
Especially since most drive-thrus, you're talking to them and they can't see you at the time. It would be so much fun to screw with them. Until, 1 minute later when they pull up in front of your window.
Yeah. And then fire in the hole. Chris Evans is on the program today talking about Push.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great actor. We're looking forward to this movie. It looks good.
And beautiful.
Yes.
Never mind.
Yeah. Beautiful. Mind. Thank you, Mike. Tenacious D will be here today. Mike's wearing his Tenacious D t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Steamers.
Yep. Very nice. Very nice. I think Mike's going to try and join the band. We need to be very careful with him.
Yeah
no kidding. I don't think they're really shopping for new members. They seem to be fine by themselves.
I know, but I don't really think they have a choice.
Mm. Wow.
Okay.
Instant request today. We think you'll enjoy.
Oh, good.
And I see, can Kevin repeat this? That's clearly a space holder.
No, Kevin.
What are we going to do for real?
You were out of the room.
Oh, yes.
And we had tickets to give away.
Right. So you said, let's put this in until we figure out something better.
No, we remembered the listeners' pure joy at the game last time. And really, I mean pure joy.
Yeah.
Crying tears of love. And we just had to do it again.
Yeah.
And since you weren't there to object, oh well.
if you miss the meeting, sometimes you get voted. Stuff gets voted on that you're not there for.
So
sorry
that's the
about
real
that.
Plan?
Yeah.
Yes. Can't repeat this.
That's bogus.
The encore edition this morning.
All right. 5:44. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat.
Your chance to win your choice of Coachella tickets coming up later on this morning. Hey, I think that's the game we're doing. Can Kevin repeat this for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you get to choose your night in the desert, and then, of course, you're eligible for the grand prize drawing that we do tomorrow to send someone to destination number 2, the K-Rock World Tour 2009, The Killers in Barcelona.
Barcelona! Barcelona!
5:51 now. Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Thursday. What's going on?
This copter flight with Tommy Lee just keeps getting better.
Oh, that story is the best!
Yeah. New story on TMZ. about the pilot who's being investigated by the FAA. Remember, they told him he had to land at Van Nuys because he had gotten too close to a LAPD copter while flying.
Right.
They finally get to Van Nuys. They find him in the airport bar swilling back vodka. So they go to test him for inebriation, but how do you prove the guy wasn't blowing a .03 or whatever he was blowing from drinking vodka at the bar and not being loaded in the helicopter?
Yeah, they didn't get there in time, so he had time to go drink. So
yep.
Turns out...
he wins.
He had another passenger besides Tommy Lee in that helicopter. A porn star named Puma Suede.
Yeah.
Puma Suede.
Puma Suede is her name. The dude who was flying the helicopter volunteered his helicopter as a backdrop for a porn shoot in San Diego. After the shoot, David Martz, the pilot, took Puma for a ride. And
that
apparently, no, it isn't a code yet. It will be in a second. Apparently, as payment for using his chopper in the shoot, she had to provide a service for David Martz of the oral variety.
Okay.
While he was flying.
If the boner police are here, I demand a lawyer.
Yeah. So,
that might explain some of the erraticness of his flying.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, the erraticness, for that matter.
This dude had his pilot's license suspended twice and revoked twice, by the way, and is still flying a helicopter.
Yeah, he's nothing but trouble.
Good to have Tommy, him over my head, right?
Tommy Lee wasn't involved in that. He wasn't up there with her and with them, right?
No. But he's been known to engage in precarious behavior while piloting his copter. So to speak.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, that is code, actually, yes.
When, you know, life looks at you funny, take the fast lane.
Yeah, that is that's what he says. Oh, I love me a Hollywood feud. Just when I was rolling around in Hillary Duff and Faye Dunaway.
Yeah?
We got a new one.
Is it less significant than that one?
Yes.
All right.
Stephen King, legendary horror author.
Yeah. I love Stephen King.
Do you love him?
Yeah.
He's great.
He's a good-looking guy, too.
The people love him.
Well, I'm not saying that.
If there was some sort of, if it was like the episode of Fringe, where you could transform a man into a weasel, and he got caught somewhere in between in the transformation, that would be Stephen King.
Couldn't get back out.
Beady little eyes, giant sharp front teeth. There is just a very disturbing looking man.
Definitely.
He's going at it with the author of those BS Twilight books, Stephanie Meyer.
Really?
Yeah.
It's about to get ugly.
Wow.
He was talking about the fact that Twilight is sort of a phenomenon with young readers, as was the Harry Potter series.
Mm-hmm.
And he says in his blog, both Rowling and Meyer, they're speaking directly to young people. The real difference is that J.K. Rowling is a terrific writer, and Stephanie Meyer can't write worth a damn. She's not very good.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah. People are attracted by the stories, by the pace, and in the case of Stephanie Meyer, it's very clear she's writing to a whole generation of girls and opening up kind of safe joining of love and sex in those books. It's exciting, it's thrilling. It's not particularly threatening because they're not overtly sexual, and he goes on to continue to bash it. So,
well, they are written for a young teen audience, right?
Yes.
Yes, but he's saying you can write for a young teen audience and still be a talented writer or not.
Right.
I don't think there's any question that J.K. Rowling is head and shoulders.
She doesn't even have dandruff,
Meyer.
Lisa. Stop spreading rumors. That's ridiculous.
But it doesn't make it not a fun, enjoyable book for girls.
Makes her a miserable whore, though.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know why. But
it's like, life is like a snare drum. Okay. Whack it.
Yeah, whack it. You're fired.
What?
Uh-oh, Donald Trump's back.
How many times have those words been uttered?
Uttered?
Yes. In the boardroom at Donald Trump's offices there in New York.
Dozens.
Quite a few.
Dozens. Well, it turns out that the New York Daily News is reporting an employee of the Donalds was caught red-handed humping a lady friend on that very same table in the Donalds boardroom.
Yes.
Yeah. Word is the worker was relieved of his duties, and Donna was none too pleased. And had to
no, he didn't.
Had to have that table cleaned, I can imagine.
Wow.
Go for it.
How could you resist?
Bean, bring back memories for you, buddy.
Uh-huh, Bean.
Yeah, Bean.
Yes.
All of America wants to know who's going to be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
Who? Do you know?
Oh, Lisa, a lot of rumors broke loose yesterday.
Tell me.
Wait, who wants to know?
Everyone, Kevin.
Sorry, okay.
Former NFL linebacker Lawrence Taylor apparently has been thrown into the mix as a possible contender. They always seem to have one NFL player on the team.
Yeah. Right.
Sherry Shepherd of The View.
Don't know who she is.
So she's the
big
Black woman. Yeah,
fat black lady.
Yeah,
yeah. It gets good though. Dina Lohan apparently is throwing her hat in the ring.
Really?
Wow.
Emmanuel Shariki.
Oh yes.
That's okay,
that'd be worth watching, right? Kevin Federline.
No.
On Dancing with the Stars.
No way.
Oh. Denise Richards.
Oh dear God.
Wow.
Jewel.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
Steve-O.
Wow.
That's the one. That's the one.
And last but not least, for your handicap favorite, Stevie Wonder.
He really is going to do it?
These are all just rumors. There's no official word yet, but this is from a source that's saying they know who's going to be on the next lineup. So.
Whoever does their casting is brilliant.
Genius.
Oh, my God.
The people across this country who watch Dancing with the Stars are never going to understand what Steve-O is. Yeah. They're going to look at him and go, what is this person and why is he on my television set?
Although he's sober now, so...
I guarantee if Steve-O's on that show, he's going to be the Jerry Springer-type character that people who may not know who he was or didn't like him going in, at the end of the show, they'll be, like, rooting for Steve-O.
Yeah. Guaranteed. If he can make it that far.
True.
A lot of Bruce in the news. And by Bruce, I mean Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean The Boss.
Yeah, dude.
Number one album in America, going to The Boss. Still cranking out number one albums after all these years. Working on a Dream, number one in its debut week. However, there's a little controversy surrounding The Boss. Turns out his music at the Super Bowl was all pre-recorded.
It was lip syncing?
He was singing live. The only live element was his vocals.
Oh.
But all the band's music was a track.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they always do that?
Well, here's the interesting thing, Lisa. The producer of the show said that all of the band's instruments and their playing was recorded and mixed in advance. He said it's done all the way. It's done all the time for the halftime show.
No kidding.
He said there's no way you can set up a full band in 5 minutes with microphones and get the settings right.
Yeah.
You would need a sound check after you set up those instruments and everyone would have to test it and everything. He said you just don't have time to do it. So this is the way they have to do it.
Hey, we need an hour to get an acoustic set going here at K-Rock in the morning. Yeah. So I guess I know what he's talking about.
So a little disappointing for some folks, but not a big deal.
But he's saying live, so that's okay.
Boy, they're sure good at faking it then, because you couldn't tell by watching the band. They looked like they were playing at all.
I did notice, though, that Clarence Clemens' sax was made out of chocolate, and he was biting off pieces while he was performing. That's what made me suspicious initially.
That didn't arouse my suspicion at all. That looked natural.
And the boss is also furious at Ticketmaster. I told you the story about people in Jersey who got screwed when they went to log on to Ticketmaster and get their tickets for his upcoming tour.
Yep.
Said they were given an error message and sent directly to TicketsNow.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The sister site of Ticketmaster that resells seats at a much higher price. Couldn't get a ticket on Ticketmaster. A minute later, people were selling their seats that they had.
People, quote, in quotes.
Unquote, yeah. Who had they had purchased on Tickets Now, the resale site, for ridiculous prices.
Seems like that happened to us at Acoustic Christmas. Yes.
Sure. Some people are wondering how it's possible that those people, 30 seconds in, could have purchased their tickets already from Ticketmaster and then put them on a resale site.
Oh, I know the answer to that.
Yeah. It's not.
Oh, it's not possible. Yeah, Bruce said on his website yesterday that we condemn this practice. It's a pure conflict of interest, he added. He also said that the proposed merger between Ticketmaster and Live Nation would result in, and I quote, a near monopoly for live music. So,
Live Nation was the company that everybody thought was going to give them some competition, which would bring them back in line.
Right.
Now they're going to try and merge.
That's what they do, man.
Damn them.
Yep. You just swallow up the competition, and that way you don't have to worry about it.
Is that code?
No, that's
we got a strongly worded letter from our medical expert of the Kevin Bean Show, Dr. Mo, who you know we have on the air from time to time, Ralph, who had the exact same experience yesterday trying to buy tickets for the Sports Arena show. Just so furious. And, of course, you know, his experience is echoed by thousands of other people finding the same thing. It sold out in a minute. Why? Because they only put 25 tickets on sale, and the rest of them they put over on the scalper site.
Well, I told you that a representative in New Jersey, a state representative, is looking into this and wants a federal investigation of Ticketmaster.
I'd like to see that.
So I think that'd be pretty cool.
You called him Ticket Monster.
I did.
Wow.
You got it, man. You got me. I am busted. I've been thrilled. And I want to let you know now, guys, I will be out of town the first week of April.
Why?
I just read a story here. I'm booking my tickets. I'm going to London.
Why?
First week of April. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Apparently at London's Royal Albert Hall on April the 8th. The 80s new wave band ABC's getting back together, baby. AB Mother Effin' C. They are going to be performing their album Lexicon of Love in its entirety, backed up by the BBC Concert Orchestra. Me and Martin Fry, baby, hanging out in London.
I don't know that I've ever heard of anyone with such passion for ABC.
I have it in my car as we speak.
Are
no, you
kidding?
Don't.
I do. The greatest hits of ABC.
Oh,
you love me some ABC.
No, you don't.
Give me the look of love.
That's the look. That's the look. Come on. The look of love. That's the look. That's the look. The look of love. That's the look. That's the look.
I'm going to put on a gold lamé suit, and I'm going to be front row.
ABC! I don't think we are on the same page.
ABC!
That sound has not traveled well through time.
It's sweet. No, it's like pancakes.
I don't know what that means.
Syrup and whipped cream on top. Oh, it's tasty.
It's like all whipped cream and no pancakes.
It's tasty.
Yeah.
The look of love.
Oh, you're not so that excited.
I'm so excited.
No, you're not.
Nobody Asia is. Or ABC, Ralph? You have to pick just one.
Nobody.
Oh, man, you're killing me. That's Sophie's choice right there. That's between two beautiful children. Who do I send to the Nazis? Ah, torn.
You're right. It's not a choice. You don't go to either of those.
How dare you?
What a waste of time this is.
It's always ABC.
Well, they're different kinds of music.
I didn't think this conversation could get worse.
I love all my kids equally. That's what I'm saying.
Your kids are ugly. Everyone else.
Wow. And untalented.
Wow. You wound me.
Possibly retarded.
Oh. Oh.
No one wants to tell you.
Oh.
Because it hurts.
The look of love. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor, comedian, director Christopher Guest is 61 years old today. Tim Meadows. He was the second black guy on Saturday Night Live, I guess. Because it went, Garrett Morris was the black guy on Saturday Night Live. Then right. The other black guy on Saturday Night Live, I think, was Tim Meadows. Then the other black guy on Saturday Night Live was Tracy Morgan, right?
You forget Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, the other, well, he was a star. But these were the guys who were always relegated to, like, the black guy roles. Or something. Oh, that's the black guy from Saturday Night Live.
Right. If you don't know their name, that's who they are.
Yeah. Jennifer Jason Leigh is 47. Laura Linney, Truman Ooh. Show. John Adams.
Abigail Adams.
Yeah, yeah, she's getting all that kind of press and accolades for. 45 years old today. Duff McKagan of Velvet Revolver and GNR is 45. And singer Bobby Brown is 40 years old today. Bobby's having another kid. I don't know if you heard or not.
What?
Yeah, he got another girl pregnant.
Really?
That's what he needs.
He needs more kids.
Wow. Isn't he so broke he's living in his car or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think his new baby mama is actually putting him up now.
Oh, good.
But there was footage the other day of them driving through a drive-thru. And she's driving and paying and getting the food. He is just passed out in the passenger seat.
Oh,
just passed
my
out.
God.
He's wow. a prince.
Just, he is on catch. Who is letting, wow. What women are letting him impregnate them at this day and age?
There's always point. Someone who volunteers. I don't understand.
There always is. You know why, Lisa?
Why?
That's the look. That's the look. The look of love. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
If you like a Coldplay like we do, you might go to krock.com and check out their latest video. Brand new video actually just posted. I don't remember what the Life in Technicolor, I think is the name of the song from Viva La Vida. And it's a puppet show that goes horribly awry.
Yeah.
So you have to definitely watch it. I think you'll enjoy it.
Another video of a puppet show that goes horribly awry?
I know. Our former producer, Lightning, who now works for krock.com, does a great job of keeping that site updated with all of the latest videos. So you definitely have to check it out from time to time.
All right, let's talk about working the drive-thru. This seems like a bad job.
Yes, it
I'm
does.
I'm glad I don't have to do it. Any job where you have to deal with the masses, yeah. whether it's retail or whatever you happen to do, and you can't tell them what you really think, and you have to that seems like hell to me because people are bad.
I think that's absolutely true, but I think the drive-thru is worse than doing what I did growing up, which is working in retail and stores and stuff, because there's the time factor, the pressure of the time factor
yeah.
on you at a drive-thru also, where people are impatient. They want their food and they want it now, and you always get after the drive-thru, as they say. They don't want you to screw it up.
Yeah.
And, you're working in that hot kitchen, and you're working around food, and there's a lot of other things that make that job even worse than
and
some of the other stores.
Paid crap.
But at yeah. least technically everything works well. So they can hear you, and you can hear them.
Yeah, there's that.
So that's good. That works out. So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. I don't know if you've heard of Fire in the Hole. And I'm an a-hole, pretty much, and always have been.
Yeah.
Even to me, I want to punch those kids in the face. The Fire in the Hole, have you seen that?
No.
I've not seen it.
They order a drink and then get their food and then throw the drink back in.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And for me to be on the side of, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Really, you got to be pretty bad.
I mean, that poor sap is just in there, doesn't want to be there, trying
barely making minimum wage.
Yeah. Oh, that's so mean.
Yes.
Wearing an itchy polyester McDonald's outfit, you know. We started thinking about this the other day because Beer Mug was doing a K-Rock promotion where he was giving out free food at a Del Taco location. And we, you know, just started joking with the listeners that were at the time. We said, hey, definitely, guys, if you go on by, flash him. Show him your junk and get free food, right?
And Beer Mug said,
sounds pretty outrageous. And then we thought, I bet stuff like that happens all the time at the drive-thru because people feel like, hey, I'm going to get in front of this guy and it's only going to be for 20 seconds so I can do whatever I want. He won't have any way of finding out who I am.
Right.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm sure they get mooned all the time. I'm sure everything happens.
Especially around closing time. Let's be honest. When closing time hits, which in Los Angeles is roughly 9:30, then the line fills up, you know, because people want food. And that's got to be the best when everybody's just smashed, one person after another after another.
Remember Halloween, our Halloween party? I went to get food afterward.
Uh-huh.
And everywhere I drove, there was a line wrapped around the building of the fast food place.
Yeah.
Every place was just jammed with people. And you know they were all like trying to fix hangovers and get sober. Mm-hmm. It was rough.
And they don't know what they want, and they don't have the money sometimes to pay the guy at the window. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go wrong with this process. But we want to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Jim in Huntington Beach? He's on line one this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jim, we're talking about drive-through restaurants, a topic I don't think we've ever discussed on the Kevin and Bean Show. What do you have for us?
Well, I worked at In-N-Out Burger in high school, so it was an awesome experience. My favorite was when the guys would come through with their girlfriends and try to be the cool, you know, tough guy and, you know, impress the girlfriend. And then they don't realize that when you get up to the window and you say things like, hey, sport, how are you? How's your order going? You know, you get the last word in. They just don't realize that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that topic we have done, which is how to retaliate.
Oh,
we have done that topic. But you're saying that the guys are mean or rude to you to impress the girls?
Oh, yeah. They impress the girl, and then they come up to the window, and then you zing the guy back, and the girl smiles at you and gives you a little cleavage shot, and then it pisses them off.
And then you say, call me. You
make that noise? I can't get off at 11.
All right.
And I'd like you to be there.
Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Ivan in West Covina, also used to work a drive-thru. Hey, Ivan, you're on the Kevin Bean Show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin Bean? Hey, what's up, Pizza?
Hi, Ivan.
What was that like, working the drive-thru?
It sucked. Everyone, I used to work at McDonald's, and everyone used to pretend that they were Asian, and then try to order a superstar. And I would try to explain, hey, dude, this is McDonald's. Like Big Mac here.
They would say they're an agent, like a talent agent or something?
I would like a superstar, please.
Asian.
Oh, Asian. Oh, I'm sorry. So they would do a fake accent.
Why, though? What's the connection between that and the Carl's Jr. burger?
I don't know, but they thought it was a funny thing.
Whoa. All right,
Meaning you would urinate
a little,
their drink.
He would add a little extra soda to it.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a homebrew.
Oh, my God. Lemonade. Adding lemonade.
The guy in the
drive-thru.
Oh, God. Yeah, be nice to the drive-thru guy. That's an excellent piece of advice, Ivan. Thank you very much.
Going to a drive-thru again.
Well, don't be mean to them. They won't do that.
In most cases, does the person on the microphone also prepare the food, or is it usually someone else is doing it and you just handle the transaction?
No idea. It
depends on how busy it is, I imagine.
Probably,
I mean, if there's no one there, I imagine you probably do, but.
1-800-520-1067. Let's take one more before the break, and we will come back and make time for your calls. It's got to be Adrian in Pasadena. I guess there's an upside to working the drive-thru, too. It's not all hell. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Adrian.
You work the drive-thru?
I used to work at Jack in the Box in Arizona in my college days, and I used to work in the graveyard shift. And I used to get girls flashing me and be like, can I get free fries?
Really? We're talking. Now, wait a minute. What was your answer?
I was like, yeah, no, I didn't see you that first time. Can I see it one more time?
Nice.
Adrian, how long did you work at the Jack in the Box drive-thru?
2 years.
Okay, and how many times for real in that 2 years did you get flashed?
Well, I used to work Friday and Saturday at Graveyard. So
a lot.
And this is in Arizona, so I used to get the ASU students, and they're crazy.
Are we talking like every weekend we're talking about or something you get flashed?
Yeah, pretty much I used to get the same customers. They know they can get free food.
I was going to ask if you had regulars, Hey, it's me again. Okay, pull up.
I can't believe it. At my age, I'm now thinking about trying to get a job at a fast food drive-thru.
Oh, I would pay anything for you to do that.
Nice coast, go even better.
So. I bet it does. Good for you. All right. Thank you for the call, Adrian. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls when we return right after this. Right now, we're talking about working at the drive-thru, which the last caller made it sound like it was worth it. Everybody else, not so much.
Well, it seems like there's so many things working against you, from long lines, impatience, food problems.
Rude people. Yeah.
Rude people. It just seems like a convergence of all bad.
It doesn't seem like a job I could do for 2 years like the last caller. Let's talk to Justin in Alhambra. He's on line six on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock. And I think he's got a happy story to share from his days of working at the drive-thru. Hey, Justin.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Justin.
Where'd you work at the drive-thru?
This is back when I was still in high school. It was a Jack in the Box. And what happened was I took the guy's order. He drove around the window. I went out to get the money, and he stuck a gun in my face.
Oh, man. Stuck a gun in your face? Why? Because he didn't want to pay for it?
No, I don't know. He just put a gun out, said something like, "Today I could have died," and then just drove off.
Oh, my God.
So he wasn't trying to rob you or anything. He was just trying to scare you.
Yeah. And
dude.
And what did you do?
I didn't do anything. I just stood there with...
No, but I'm saying, like, did it ruin your time? Did you say, hey, I got to get out of this job?
Yeah, I quit. I quit the next day.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I think most people would quit any job that a guy comes and brings a gun to. I agree.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear today could be your last day. Really?
Wow.
That's not necessary. Thank you, Justin. Again, not worth the $2.50 or whatever minimum was, you know, at the time of when he was in high school.
Let's go to line one, talk to Frank in Covita. This is a bizarre story. Frank, thanks for hanging on. What happened to you at the drive-thru?
Hey, so I'm like, I work at Jack in the Box too, and this drunk guy comes into the drive-thru and he won't leave, and I'm trying to argue with him for like an hour just to get him out because, you know, you can't have someone walking to the drive-thru.
Oh, wait. He was walking? He wasn't driving? I've tried that before, and I can't understand why it doesn't work.
They will not take your
order.
They
will not take your order.
Yeah, and so I'm with them, and eventually we have to call the cops just to get him out of there because he won't leave the drive-thru because he just wants some food.
Wow.
Dude, he just wanted some food.
Just give the guy a burger. What's wrong with you?
Was it late at night and the restaurant was closed? He couldn't go in?
Yeah, it was the graveyard, and, you know, you just can't let people come through the window like that.
What is the reason that they give you? We've all been curious about that. Is it some sort of legal thing because they don't want pedestrians to be in the way of cars or something? They're just worried somebody's going to get hurt? Is that why the policy is you can't walk up to a drive-thru?
Well, somewhat that, but also because the drawer is right next to the window, so they can easily reach in, grab it, and just run.
Oh, I see.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
all right.
Interesting. Okay.
Note to self, cash by window.
Okay. Thank you, Frank. Thank you for the call. Let's try Kyle in HB. He's on line 8 this morning on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hey, Kyle. Thanks for holding on. What's up?
No, I used to work for Starbucks. I recently just quit, and I'd work the night shift up until 1 o'clock. And that last hour, you get everybody that's drunk, and they're all mumbling through the speaker, and you can't hear them. You're like, excuse me, what? What? And then finally, by the fifth time, they scream it, and now you're bleeding from the ear, and you can't hear anything. And it's like, oh, five waters.
Yeah. You don't want Hasselhoff coming through. That's for sure.
Hey, what is it about the drive-through speaker system that makes it so difficult to communicate to somebody who's 15 feet away? I've heard tapes of man on the moon communicating with NASA, and they sound fine. Yet, for some reason, I'm in line at the Jack in the Box, and the guy can't hear me 10 feet away.
I don't know.
Can't answer
drunk
that.
People, yeah.
Can't answer that. That doesn't make
any
sense.
Just have a tube that runs the window out and work better.
All right, let's go to Larry in Glendale. Hi, Larry.
Hey, what's happening?
Where did you work at the drive-thru, dude?
In Torrance, man.
Okay.
It was the greatest thing. They would pull up all drunk, out of their minds, stupid. You would just tell them, forget your order, just come up to the window.
Okay.
And you'd take one look at them and go, what do you got? And they would pull it out and go, you got all your food for free, dude.
So you would say, basically, are you holding? They would say yes. And then there would be an exchange.
Of free food.
Nicely done.
Nice.
Wow. Now, is there any kind of accountability problem, though? Don't you have to balance a register or anything like that to make everything match up?
I was the assistant manager.
Okay. Oh, Larry had it all figured out.
I can't believe you let that job get away from you.
My brother was the assistant manager of the late night crew. His crew would show up, turn off all the lights, close the place, and just jam all night long with their guitars. It was hilarious. It was the best time.
That's great. Larry, thank you for the call.
Let's go to Simi Valley. Brandon joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on Line 3. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean?
Where did you work the drive-thru?
McDonald's. Okay. I was 17. My boss made me work on my birthday, and I told her she would regret it if she did. Well, she ended up making me work on my birthday. So all of us, all the employees in the store, we all got friggin' toasted, drunk out of our minds. I go to hand someone's food out the drive-thru, and I fell headfirst out the drive-thru window.
How is that possible? Isn't the drive-thru window kind of chest height or stomach height?
They were mopping the floor, and I slipped as I was drunk, and I fell just headfirst out the window. Oh. My legs were up against the guy's car.
That's the best.
The funniest thing ever.
Awesome. Ma'am, I didn't order this, dude. I don't know what's going on.
Awesome. You got feet instead of a double-double.
I'm not paying. Wow, that's great. Well, you warned her. I would just like to say he gave her fair notice.
True. Good point.
She ignored him. True. What are you going to do? Yep. Thank you for the call.
All right. We got time for one more. Can we get Brent in?
Yep. Hey, Brent.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Brent.
Where did you work the drive-thru?
I used to work at In-N-Out. I actually worked there for a couple years. It was actually the best job I had. Unfortunately, they made me close every Friday and Saturday night for years.
Right.
And
I think I would request that, though, because it seems to me like you would be bored during a regular day, but at least then, you know, you got drunk people and it would be fun.
Could be interesting.
Yeah, I have so many stories, but I picked out the best one.
Okay.
We were actually, car pulls up to the window to hand me the money, and I noticed they only kind of rolled down the window about maybe 3-4 inches, just enough to give me the money. And,
right.
And you kind of see some motion going on inside the car, and, you know, taking a little better look, either she was looking for a roll of quarters or she was giving the guy pleasure. I wasn't quite sure.
Probably looking for a roll of quarters. That happens.
Or just taking a nap. She was just very tired going through the drive-thru.
But then they obviously had to roll down the window more when I handed out the food. And then, oh, yeah, there's no denying it.
Now, did you get the sense that they just really were hungry and needed to eat right then? Or they were exhibitionists and wanted you to see that?
I think they wanted me to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because how rushed can you be, really?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's interesting, by the way, that they're doing that and they choose, of all places to go, to In-N-Out.
See what you did? See that? Nicely done. All right. Thank you, Brent.
I can't be who you are. I can't be who you are.
Hey!
Yeah, well done.
CC Narita?
Well done.
Wrong, sir.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock at 6:54 Thursday morning. By the way, we haven't done the topic of man crushes. I know we had talked about doing that, but Psycho Mike is insufferable today, Ralph,
yeah.
Because two of his man crushes in the same day. Chris Evans, actor from Fantastic Four, the new film Push, just after 7.
Why? Because he's buff? Is that why you love him?
Because he's buff and good looking, right. And then Tenacious D, for whatever reason, is in the 8 o'clock hour here today. So we have to send Mike out for food all day today, it looks like.
Chris Evans, I'll take. That's a man crush. Tenacious D, we're family. That's not really like a man crush.
But are they family with you?
Family?
Yeah. Do they even know you exist?
Are you a relative they know?
Do they know you?
Yeah. I mean, well, they will.
Okay.
I'm saying it's not coincidence that we're all going to be in the same room today. That's all.
It is a coincidence. they're coming in to talk about a charity event they're doing.
I mean, if you look at it that way.
And you happen to work here, so it's a coincidence.
It's a straight coincidence, 100%.
Straight up.
I'm saying that there's also fate involved.
No.
I'm saying I've been waiting my entire life for this moment. You're not going to see
it. All right, Bean, take it easy. Take it easy. That's all I'm saying.
All right. 6:55, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a new day. What's going on?
Well, President Barack Obama has only been in office for a little while already. He's got a scandal.
What?
Hatchergate.
What?
It's Hatchergate.
Hatchergate.
What is that?
He promised Terry Hatcher an autograph, and she hasn't received it yet. And she's cheesed off.
Oh, dear.
Hatchergate.
He's got nothing else going on, so I don't know why he's dragging his feet on this one.
Terry says that she bumped into Barack Obama while at a fundraiser in Los Angeles last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she cornered him and started bending his ear, telling him how she's a single mother who never leaves her daughter alone. Except for this one special occasion. And Mr. Obama was so touched, he generously offered to sign something for her. But Terry complained she still hasn't gotten the autograph yet.
Really?
I'm sure it's on his list, Terry.
right after figure out the war and the economy and everything else. And then
probably above those things. But
then just make sure to rattle off a well-composed note for Terry Hatcher from Desperate Housewives.
She's Black joking, though, right?
President.
She wants the autograph.
Right, but she's kidding.
I don't know. She wants the autograph. That's all you need to know.
All right. I never thought I would see the day that a Black person would be elected president.
I know, Bushy. Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi fight just like every other married couple.
Yeah.
Portia de Rossi says she's got an annoying trait where she leaves glasses all over the house when she's done drinking. She doesn't bring them into the kitchen and put them in the sink.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She also tends to drink several cups of tea at once. She'll make a cup of tea and then take a couple sips and leave it someplace and then make another one. And it just makes Ellen crazy.
Okay.
To which I respond, Ellen DeGeneres, shut up. You have any idea how lucky you are?
You're married to Portia de Rossi. Get over it.
Yeah, that's the lesbian you got. All right? Look at some of the lesbians other lesbians are getting.
Yep.
You win. You know, I would follow her. I would lick her cups clean. That's what I would do.
Hey, whoa, with that.
Wait a second.
She could leave glasses everywhere she wanted to.
Oh, you mean the actual glasses.
I mean actual glasses, right. Yeah. So just shut up.
Yeah, she's not waking up with Melissa Etheridge in the morning, all right?
Exactly.
So just get over it.
Amy Winehouse still having the time of her life in St. Lucia.
I don't know who that is.
Glad to see us.
No one knows her.
Who's she?
Who's Amy Winehouse?
Here's what her record company's decided to do. They're going to let her make her new record in nearby Jamaica.
Oh, good.
Because they can't seem to get her back to England. So if the Mohammed won't go to the mountain, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
There's nothing in Jamaica that will distract her.
No, there's no drugs or anything on that island. You want smoke? You want, hey, you want smoke? You want smoke? Hey, man, smoke, smoke. You want smoke? Hey, smoke. You want smoke? Yeah, man, smoke. You want smoke? Smoke, smoke.
That is actual the way it works on the beach.
Guys, how are they going to get her to Coachella?
Yeah, that's a really good
question. Kevin's going to pick her up in his copter. In the Kev copter.
On the back of 1,000 bees.
with my new pilot friend.
That's right.
Bringing the entertainment.
And speaking of which, Kevin's mentioning a story we talked about this morning. Porn star Puma Swede tells TMZ that David Martz, the helicopter pilot who got in trouble for flying too close to an LAPD copter and was grounded in Van Nuys, and they found him drinking at the bar. Mm-hmm. When he was ushering Tommy Lee back and forth.
Right.
Apparently has another situation as well. He recently took Puma Swede, the porn star, for a ride after volunteering his helicopter as a backdrop for a photo shoot. And payment for using the helicopter in the photo shoot was that she had to give him a favor while he was flying the helicopter.
Yeah.
Of the oral variety. This is a guy who's had his pilot license suspended twice and revoked twice, and he's still flying. So,
but at least there's not
suck it.
At least there's not video of it up at TMZ.com.
Oh, wait a minute, there is.
it's
really something. And before I get to celebrity birthdays today, I do have a quick email to read. This comes from listener Kyle in Fullerton, California. Dear Ralph, in the past, I've heard you talk about people who get addicted to lip balm. As an aside, it's true. I have done that story, and
yes,
people
yes
do get addicted to putting chapstick and stuff on their lips. I absolutely believe that companies are putting secret ingredients in ordinary personal products to assure brand loyalty and create dependent consumers. For example, my wife and I are constantly fighting about what soap to buy for our home. I like to try new soaps from time to time, but every time I bring home a new brand like Zest, Irish Spring, or Lever 2000, my wife goes crazy. It seems she's been using Dove for years and claims her skin actually starts to ache if she doesn't use it every day.
That's weird.
I'm convinced that the manufacturer is putting some secret chemical in Dove in order to establish a hopelessly addicted group of women who can't live without it. I guess that's the hook of Dove.
That's the hook. That's the hook. The hook of Dove. That's the hook. That's the hook.
It's only been an hour. It's been an hour since I played Look of Love
it's
by ABC.
It's been an hour since you started that email.
And they are already coming in. That's all I'm saying. That's the hook of Dove. Thank you, Kyle from Fullerton, California. I appreciate it.
I was like, dog, you going to take that big old bear on? Boy, you slayed it, dude. What?
I did. I slayed it. The hook of Dove. Today's celebrity birthdays. Christopher Guest is 61 years old today. Tim Meadows from Saturday Night Live is 48. Jennifer Jason Leigh turns 47. Laura Linney.
Ooh,
Truman Show, Love Actually,
John
Abigail Adams.
Adams
in the John Adams miniseries, yeah. 45 years old. Duff McKagan from Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses is 45 as well. And singer Bobby Brown, soon to be new father, Bobby Brown.
That's great news.
40 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
An hour from now, Tenacious D in the studio.
Come on. And we'll have another chance for you to win your tickets to go see Coachella. Your choice of nights at Coachella. Congratulations to David De La Torre from Montebello. He just won his a few minutes ago. You get a chance to earn him with a brand new edition of Can Kevin Repeat That? Can Bean even say the name of the game is maybe another question.
Good.
All right. It's Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow is Friday. That means new films in theater. One we have been looking forward to for a long time is called Push. And the star of the film, Chris Evans, joins us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Chris. Welcome.
How you guys doing?
Very good. Thanks.
Good.
We're doing great. This Push looks pretty intense, my friend. Looks like a lot of wacky stuff going on.
That's one way to put it. Sure.
Would you consider it wacky stuff?
That's new. Maybe I'll use that. Yeah.
I just mean when I see the trailers, it just seems like it's like a giant pinball machine. Just stuff is flying all over the screen in every which direction.
Yeah, I'm definitely the ball in that scenario.
Tell us about the storyline. You play a psychic of some kind?
Well, my character's telekinetic.
Okay.
There's a bunch of different powers, though. We got people who are psychic and telekinetic. There are pushers and sniffers and bleeders and watchers, all these kind of silly names.
I don't want to be out of that list. I don't want to be a sniffer.
that sounds horrible.
I think I'd choose all the others first.
I don't know if you want to be a bleeder either.
Well,
right? when you think about
it. That's true.
So it's about a group of these individuals with these powers, with these abilities, who are on the run from a branch of the government called Division. Division's out there trying to find these guys and harness their powers and turn them into weapons.
Ah, so the U.S. government is trying to make that happen against the will of the people that actually have the powers.
That's right. That's kind of the broad strokes of it. There's a much more intricate plot that kind of goes throughout the story, but I'm just not going to get into that.
Okay.
And I don't blame you at all. Now, when you see a movie like this that looks, I mean, well, first of all, does it have a lot of special effects?
You know, to be honest, it really doesn't. That's one of the appeals of the film. Paul McGuigan, our director, really wanted to avoid relying on CGI and green screens. For the most part, we just, or Paul kind of figured out some clever camera work, and most of these stunts were happening in real time right in front of us.
That's the same as Fantastic Four, too. A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know
no
that.
No CGI, all happened.
Kidding.
Chris actually lit himself on fire like 100 times.
That's what I was going to say. I just combusted every
That happened
time.
For real.
So when you're an actor and you're in a, you got a director who chooses to make a movie that way rather than go the we'll fix it in post way, does that mean you get pulled all up in ropes into the ceiling and you get banged around and you got to do your own fights and all that kind of stuff?
You know, this is the first time I ever was allowed to do at least the amount of stunts that I had done. Normally, you know, an actor doing a stunt is just it's the end of the world. No one's going to let an actor do that. No one's going to risk an actor getting hurt. Then you
right.
Production.
Well, why didn't they care about you?
they were hoping for it. They were like, you know, messing with rigs and things like that. I mean, that's the beauty of the movie. You know, Paul kind of let us roll our sleeves up and get our hands dirty.
All right, let's talk about this cast for a minute because Dakota Fanning is one of the great young actresses in the world. I mean, she has been astonishing for so many years. But what's more remarkable for me, and I'm sure you think the same thing, Chris, is every time you see her talk, you can't believe she's not 35 years old. I mean, what's the deal with
she is 35 years old. I think she's like a midget or something.
She was born at 35.
Yeah.
That's, you get the idea.
I just remember seeing her doing interviews when she was like 8, and I thought, why is she more articulate than I am now?
She was born in the 90s. How about that? That'll blow your mind.
Oh,
yeah. And got a more sophisticated vocabulary than I did.
Smarter than all of us put together.
No question.
That's frustrating.
Poised, talented, successful. It makes me sick.
So you didn't feel like on this movie that you were working with a kid at all. I mean, she's a pro, I guess, at this point.
Oh, God, no. That's the problem. You know, you start talking over 10 minutes, and you start saying things you probably shouldn't be saying.
Right.
You forget she's not your peer.
Yeah.
She's a kid.
Yeah. Jaimon Hansu, am I saying that right?
Yeah, you did. Wow, you're like the only person who's actually said that correctly. Jaimon. Yeah, Jaimon Hansu.
He's the head of the division, right? He's the group that's looking for you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that seems bad.
he seems scary. Man.
I do not want that guy chasing me, ever,
no,
for
don't.
Any reason.
I mean, when he walks into a room,
you
know it. You know what I mean? His presence is just that he owns the air.
So you're not the pusher. You have telekinetic, and which is what? Reading minds?
A mover. Telekinetic, moving things with my mind.
Oh, you can move things with your mind. I see.
Yeah, that's right.
And the pushers can what? Put thoughts in your head?
It's like the Jedi mind trick.
Ah.
Cool.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, the movie, I mean, the trailers make it look great. And I think we're trying to get this started on radio, Chris. I don't know how it's going to work, but we like to play clips from films when we are lucky enough to get the actors on the show. And I believe we have a scene featuring your character. Here's Chris Evans, again, in the movie Push, opening everywhere tomorrow.
You need one good reason not to kill you right now.
Good.
Gonna try and get inside my head? Go ahead. See if you can push me before I pull the trigger.
Sounds like the best movie ever.
Man, don't those stunts look amazing?
That is the best movie I've ever heard and not seen.
Why bother going to see it? I feel like I've experienced it already.
I'm just going to get it on
tape. It is called Push. It opens tomorrow. Chris, I think this is the first time we've ever had the opportunity to talk to you on the show. We really appreciate you coming on with Kevin and Bean today. Thank you.
Don't sweat, man. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man.
Bye.
We're not doing it because you like it, Kevin. We're doing it because the listeners love it.
Mm-hmm.
I was out yesterday. I missed the meeting, and in my absence, can Kevin repeat this? Apparently was scheduled for 7:35, which I thought, of course, was just a placeholder until we came up with something good.
Nope, it's America's favorite new game show. Can Kevin repeat this? 1-800-520-1067. If you call now, you will be on hold for some time because we're not playing the game for about 15 minutes. But if you want to get in and have a shot at Coachella tickets, now's the time to pick up the phone and give us a call. By the way, don't forget Tenacious D in our studio at the 8 o'clock hour this morning here on K-Rock.
Chris, K-Rock listener, writes, Dear Kevin and Bean, I would like to know what a conversation would be like between Batman, the original one, Adam West, and the new Batman, Christian Bale.
Interesting question.
So I think maybe it's time to do an instant request.
Listen up, everyone.
You instant.
Make a request.
Instant request. Kevin and Bean.
Instant request.
All right, let's make it happen. First on the phone, our old friend Adam West at his home in Idaho. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Well, we're great. Thanks for joining us. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to meet the current incarnation of Batman at the movies, but we've got Christian Bale on the other line. Hi, Christian.
How you doing, fellas? Good to see you.
So, Adam, have you met Christian Bale before?
No, I've never had the pleasure of meeting the new Batman, but I must say I understand he's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. I'm very popular, And I have to say congratulations to you, you know, for keeping the character alive for all those years. Well, thank you, Christian. I really appreciate that. Well, it's the least I can do because, what are you doing?
What?
Nothing. I'm just listening. Oh, I heard you clear your throat in the background there. Yes, I have a bit of phlegm. Well, what am I supposed to do in an interview while you're clearing your throat?
Oh, no.
Christian.
Oh, no. Christian, he's an old man. He just he's being very nice to get up this early and come on in the phone and talk to us.
Amateur. You and I are done professionally. We've never actually worked together, and I don't believe we will. That's right. We won't work together because you are so amateur. You'd all clear my throat. Oh, good. For you. How was it? How was your throat? I don't come to Idaho and mess with your Batcave, do I?
Wow.
Well, I don't really think that's called for, Christian. Oh, you don't. Ah-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. I'm Batman. Look at me. I'm 11 years old. You old.
Oh, Christian, that's so mean.
I don't appreciate being talked to in that way.
I don't blame you.
That you are, I am not coming back to this phone call if you're not fired. If you're still hired, I'm not coming back to this phone call. Well, I say let's just start this whole thing again. No! I'll go again, but I don't need any minutes. No! Let's go again. Let's do it.
Wait, nobody said anything about minutes.
Tom, can I get this thing on me? Tom from wardrobe, okay. Get this thing on me, please.
You don't need wardrobe.
Why are
we're
you
just having a
wardrobe for a phone call. I don't believe I understand that at all. I bet you don't understand it. You are so amateur.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Let's
kick your ass! I will kick your ass, old man!
Christian, we're not going to let you talk to Mr. West this way.
Bring
we hope
you, mother...
Oh, what's going on now?
I will bitch slap you, you limey...
Come on! I had hoped this would go a little nicer. Wow!
I am hanging up now. I have been insulted.
I don't blame you.
I don't blame you at all.
Mother-sucking British asshole.
Okay, all right.
We're sorry about that.
Let's go again.
Nope. I don't think we need to go again.
Let's go again.
We're good,
all
Christian.
Right. We're done, Christian. Thanks, you guys.
Haven't we pointed out my mental problems enough?
Well,
honestly. How is this still fascinating?
Now we're just wallowing in it.
Yeah, it's entertaining now, yeah. Kevin.
This is good fun.
For who?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. A couple of weeks ago, we were putting together a little promotional announcement to urge you to tune into that the next Kevin and Bean Show, which was going to be after the weekend on Monday morning. And I'm going to play for you what happened, and then you'll realize why we decided that the game that must be played is Can Kevin Repeat This? Listen to this.
Oh, I hate Monday mornings. It's so hard to get up and get to school and or work.
So I say, would it help to know you can listen to the Kevin and Bean Show or something?
Have you tried waking up and turning on the always entertaining and often informative Kevin and Bean Show?
Have you tried rolling over and turning on the always informative? And what would cause me to even try that? Have you thought of rolling over and turning on the entertaining and always? Come on, now I can't do it. And f*** you both, because you're just going to go bleed that in.
Well, of course we are, but give us more. Come on, try it again. You can do it.
What's the point?
Have you tried rolling over, turning on the always entertaining and equally informative Kevin Beecher? Try it again.
Just what you said. Next.
Try it again.
I'm not going to try it again.
See you Monday.
J-Rock.
And they didn't invite you to do the Grammys announcing this weekend?
Dude, I'm not turning down that kind of work is what I'm saying.
All right. So
now
have
you had enough of that, Kevin's like saying, haven't you eaten enough pizza in your life? No, you always love pizza.
Come on, though.
Exactly.
I mean, everybody knows I got a shortcut. If there's more than three words, my head starts to short out, and I can't do it. So just say no. And
sometimes you can, though. We proved last time. You got about half of them right.
Yeah, you were you actually surprised us. I think it was the first step toward rehabilitating your image as a dumbass.
I really do. This really is for you, Kevin. It's not for us. It's for you.
I didn't realize. I thought I was okay. I didn't realize you were helping me.
Yeah.
Right. You can win Coachella tickets, your choice of nights. You'll be eligible for the grand prize drawing to see the Killers in Barcelona. Call now if you want to play. Can Kevin repeat this?
Do you think Kevin can repeat this?
Nope.
Do you think Kevin can repeat?
Uh-uh.
Do you really think Kevin can repeat this? No, I didn't think so, neither do I. Do you think Kevin can repeat this?
No.
Do you think Kevin can repeat this?
No. Does this need to be this long?
Do you think Kevin can repeat this?
No.
Remember Doc said all the time him. Do you think Kevin can repeat this?
No.
Let's all find out if Kevin can repeat this now.
We're out of time for the game. Sorry.
Sorry, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. Let's meet our first contestant. Shauna is on the line from Huntington Beach, and we'll explain to Shauna and to the other callers how the game is played. Hi, Shauna. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Great.
All right. Listen up. Here's how it's going to work. Ralph is going to read the statement that we're going to then ask Kevin to repeat. You'll listen to it. Kevin will not be able to hear it at that time. And then you just tell us whether you think Kevin is going to be able to repeat it word for word when we bring him back into the mix.
And
all right?
Then you're going to give me your card because Shauna is a speech therapist.
No.
Oh, perhaps I could use that type of information.
This is kismet.
Yes.
All right. So let's put Kevin in the isolation booth. Here's Ralph with quote number one. Shauna, listen up.
America's most popular white wine is Chardonnay, and for red wine drinkers, it's Merlot.
I'm
going
to say no.
You're going to say no.
Good call.
All right. Kevin, are you with us?
Yep.
All right, Kevin, here you go. America's most popular white wine is Chardonnay, and for red wine drinkers, it's Merlot.
America's most popular white wine is Chardonnay, and for red wine, it's Merlot.
That was close enough.
Close enough. Close enough.
We're going to give it to you. Congratulations.
Word there. I don't think it was right.
You're wrong. You lose.
He missed one little word. Drinkers, he missed. But that was close
enough. And we're talking about Kevin here, so that's close enough. Okay? That's a 335-foot home run instead of a 400-foot home run. That's all. All right. So you are not in the drawing. Let's see if Maria has any better luck in Sherman Oaks on line two. Hey, Maria. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there.
All right. Listen up. Here's phrase number two.
Is Kevin in the booth?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. The Steelers, Giants, and Colts are the last three Super Bowl winners, respectively.
I'm going to say, it's Kevin after all, right?
It is Kevin.
He always happens with that first one, and he hates wine.
I'm going to say, yes.
He can get it.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of pressure.
You got a fan here, Kevin. Listen up.
All right.
The Steelers, Giants, and Colts are the last three Super Bowl winners, respectively.
The Steelers, Giants, and Colts are the... Shut up, Omar. The three biggest... I can't... Three...
Oh, I'm so sorry. What's
the, are the last three Super Bowl winners respectively?
Last three, I was going to say that.
Yeah, biggest.
Yet didn't. All right, Maria, you are in the drawing. Congratulations. You're on your way to maybe winning Coachella tickets. It's the all-chick edition of Can Kevin Repeat This? Diane joins us now from Torrance on Line 3. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
All right. We're having a good time, right, Diane?
We want to get talent.
This is a lot of fun. All right, listen up. Kevin is in the booth. Here's Ralph with your phrase.
The female ferret will die if it goes into heat and cannot find a mate.
Yes.
You'll get it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we got a yes, Kevin. Listen up.
Wow.
The female ferret will die if it goes into heat and cannot find a mate.
The female ferret will die if it goes into heat and can't find a mate.
Wow.
Woo!
Very
good.
Got it. All right.
So did Diane say yes or no?
Diane was a yes.
Yes
on that.
She said yes. Get it.
Way to go.
She is in the drawing. Congratulations. All right. See, Kevin, you look good, man.
Looking good, dog.
Shut up, Bean. Every single time we do a game like this, Bean tries to convince me that he's doing it because I can actually prove everyone wrong.
Because our
and you have
are
so,
so
far.
Low.
Yeah. Yeah. For 2 for 3.
F you both.
All right. Gabe in Linwood on line 4 joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Gabe, good morning.
Gabe,
you with us?
No, hold on.
All right, Gabe is gone.
No,
shall we move on, Mike, or is Gabe back?
Gabe?
There he is. Okay. All right, Gabe. Kevin's in the booth. Listen up. Here's your phrase.
Leonardo da Vinci could write with one hand and draw with the other at the same time.
I say no.
Say no.
You say no.
Okay.
All right, Kevin, welcome back. You got a no from Gabe. Let's see how you do.
Leonardo da Vinci could write with one hand and draw with the other at the same time.
Leonardo da Vinci could write with one hand and draw with the other at the same time.
Wow!
Nice.
Seriously.
Oh, sorry, Gabe.
Sorry, right. Dude. Listen, I feel bad because if I look like a fool, Gabe wins. And then if I try to equip myself, then I
you just
Gabe
worry
loses.
About your part of the game, man. Don't worry about the other.
I'm just saying I feel bad.
All right, we may need to ratchet it up. Ratchet it up a little here, Ralph. He's getting too good on us.
All right.
Marco is in La Mirada on line 5. Hey, Marco, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready to hear your phrase?
Good morning, guys. Lisa.
Good morning.
Hello. All right, listen up.
The Barbie doll's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Nope.com.
Right. Nope.com.
Nope.com is what you said. All right, Kevin, listen up.
The Barbie doll's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts.
The Barbie doll's full name is Barbara Millis Second Millis. I don't remember the last word.
Yeah.
Millis.
Oh,
what was it?
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Millicent Roberts. Yeah. What did Marco say?
So Marco
nope.com.
Okay, so he's
right.
In. He's right.
He's in. Yeah. All right. I think we got time for one more.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
Angel in Paramount, line 6, please. Hi, Angel. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ready to hear your phrase?
Lisa, what's going on?
Hey, Angel.
Hey. Here's your phrase.
Here you go.
The first zoo, post office, and hospital in America were all located in Philadelphia.
Yes, he got it.
He's got it?
Okay.
He got it?
Right.
All right.
He got it.
You seen it? All right. Kevin is back now. Listen up. Here's your phrase. You got a yes. You got a yes from this caller.
All right.
The first zoo, post office, and hospital in America were all located in Philadelphia.
The first zoo, post office, and hospital were located in Philadelphia.
I'm going to say no on that one, I think. I think we did need in America. Yeah. I think that was an important part
that
of the
phrase. That was implied.
Implicit.
Was it not implied?
Angel, you were a yes or a no. Did anyone keep track?
He was a yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Kevin got very, very close, but he failed you the way he's failed America and his family. All right. Who all is in the drawing there, Lisa?
Maria, Diane, and Marco.
All right.
Marco.
Let's find out who wins.
There's no Marco.
I'm sorry.
Marco.
Yeah. Okay, the winner is Marco in La Mirada.
Yay!
All right, take it easy, Marco.
Wow.
Whatever.
Hello?
What night do you want tickets for Coachella?
Killers.
Huh?
Killers.
All right, Saturday night. You got it.
Thanks a lot.
Congratulations. You're also in the grand prize drawing that we'll do tomorrow. Maybe you'll win destination number 2 of the world tour and go see the Killers in Barcelona. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
I'm glad
do you
to
think Kevin can repeat this?
I'm glad to have so successfully sucked for you, Marco.
Do you think Kevin can repeat this?
No.
Let's all find out if Kevin can repeat this now.
I. no haze at all on that one because they're already included. Is that why?
Didn't think of it.
Yeah. Wouldn't think to put a hay there, would you?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 8 o'clock.
Tenacious D in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. By the way, don't forget, in the 5 o'clock hour this afternoon, Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. And I hope each and every one of you are making plans to join us weekday afternoons here on K-Rock. We're going to have tickets for you to go see the Grammys in person. That'll be between 5 and 6 this afternoon. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on, man?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Why are your voices getting so high?
I don't know.
Oh, you know, I love a good celebrity feud.
Yes, yes, yes.
I've been reveling all week in the Hillary Duff-Faye Dunaway battle.
The ones that I love are the most meaningless and the most passionate.
Oh, this you're gonna like this showbiz beat then. We've got Hillary Duff and Faye Dunaway fighting over the role of Bonnie in Bonnie and Clyde. Faye Dunaway played it 40 years ago, and Hillary Duff's going to play it, and they've been going at each other. She says Faye says she can't act. Hillary says she's ugly. It's good stuff.
Well, that's a good comeback.
Faye says, I know you are, but what am I?
Exactly. And then I also mentioned another one this morning, another battle between two entertainment powerhouses. And I don't remember what it was. Oh, it's Stephen King. The author of the Twilight book, Stephanie Meyer. Stephen King says she can't write worth a damn. She's not very good. Now comes Etta James and Beyonce. Or Beyonce. Well,
What would Etta James' complaint be? Beyonce played her beautifully in that movie.
Etta James is the legendary R&B singer who made a big hit with that song, At Last. At last, my love.
And that's who Beyonce was playing?
That's who Beyonce played in the movie Cadillac Records.
Okay.
Well, Beyonce sang that song for Barack Obama and the First Lady on their first dance on inauguration night.
Right.
She sang it live while they danced their first dance as President and First Lady.
Right.
Etta James was in concert in Seattle a few nights ago and went off on Beyonce and Barack Obama.
Really?
We have the audio for you if you'd like to hear this crazy old lady
awesome
losing it on Beyonce and Barack Obama.
You guys know your president, right?
Yeah.
You know the one with the big ears?
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, wait a minute. He ain't my president. He might be yours. But I tell you, that woman he had singing for and singing my song, she gonna get her ass whipped.
Wow. Awesome.
She's gonna get her ass whipped.
Awesome.
By this 70-year-old Etta James.
Can we set that up?
He ain't my president. Maybe your president, but he ain't my president.
So her complaint was that Etta James wasn't asked to be there to sing it? Is that what
she said? Beyonce, I can't stand Beyonce. How dare Beyonce sing my song that I've been singing forever? So apparently Etta James is going to whip Beyonce's ass.
How about that? And in fact, Beyonce introduced that song to a whole new audience with a very successful movie and recording and is so much hotter than Etta James that Etta James should be thanking the God that Beyonce played her in a film.
I agree.
But I hope she doesn't. I hope she gets into it more.
At the concert in Seattle, Etta got her back by doing the single ladies dance.
Really?
Yeah, she was rocking it.
She can do that?
At 70. Oh, the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies. Salma Hayek's got a little girl named Valentina. Salma Hayek, by the way.
Yeah, what's up with that? That's not right.
She gets hotter every year. I don't know how she does it.
She says she's lucky because little Valentina sleeps through the night already. Unfortunately, she says, while the baby is sleeping, she talks, screams, sings, claps, and sleepwalks.
Oh, no.
Which means that Salma can't get any sleep because she has to bodyguard the baby all night long.
Wow.
So the baby doesn't hurt herself.
It seems bad.
It does seem bad. Mm. On the bright side, Salma says it's great exercise. She's been losing weight because she has to run around and chase her child while her child is sleep crawling and sleepwalking all the time.
Two words, baby and NyQuil.
Yes.
Answer right there.
I think it'd be interesting. We haven't done it in a long time to take calls from people who do weird things in their sleep because there's a lot of people who have great difficulty. There was a couple weeks ago in L.A., a guy sleepwalked and walked out of his house and fell off a mountain and died.
God.
No kidding.
And Kevin finds that oddly funny
somehow. Come on. That's...
He fell off a mountain and died.
I know, but...
Are they sure he was sleepwalking? Are they sure he was sleepwalking?
That's my
Did he just commit suicide?
Well, drunk.
They don't have any evidence to suggest that it was suicide. The guy was a frequent sleepwalker, and I guess they were in the Hollywood Hills or something. He just went right over the edge and died. Yeah,
it's hard for a baby to have
Sleepwalking
issues tendencies, like that. Isn't it?
I don't know.
Just dead to the world?
Can't you just, like, throw a baby around when they're sleeping and they don't even wake up?
Well,
that's what I heard.
Yeah,
you can play, like, volleyball with them and whatever, and they just stay asleep.
Pretty sure that's not accurate.
Remember the days when you were a kid and you could fall asleep in the back of a car and your parents would lift you out of the back seat of the car and take you to bed and you would never even wake up?
Sure.
How can I get that back?
Can't.
How do I wrangle that sort of sleep action again?
You can't. Oh, it's not possible.
I need so much sleep. I've been tired for 10 years. And it's official. We've been talking about this day for a while now, but it has finally come to pass. Hollywood is out of ideas.
Uh-oh.
Universal Pictures has announced the big screen movie version of Candyland.
The board game?
The board game.
Candyland, the board game.
The movie.
Of the board game.
Of the board game. It's a big budget, big screen adaptation of Candyland.
No! No!
The board game you play when you're five.
Is it real life? Is it animated?
It's real life. Wow. Real life movie. Candyland. Really? Did they see Clue many years ago and say, wow, that was so great. We have to make more board game movies. Board game movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
This isn't the worst of it. I saw a trailer
the other
day.
How can that not be the worst of it?
Because I saw a trailer in the other day for another game movie. I couldn't believe this one's coming out.
In a world where everything can come tumbling down with a wrong move, one man will find out he's just a piece of the puzzle. Nicolas Cage is Jenga.
I'm just going to take this one piece out here. I'm more of a wooden tower protector.
Jenga. Coming to theaters Christmas 2009.
Jenga,
oh,
the movie.
Wait for
really
Jenga.
Jenga. I don't think we need Jenga.
It's getting
movie.
Crazy.
It's ridiculous. Nicolas
I'm
Cage
excited about
Jenga.
That one.
He is Jenga. It's insane. Vivica Fox has a new reality show. Oh, thank God. I was going to think there weren't any reality shows on anymore, but this one's coming.
They do seem to all be leaving.
It's called The Cougar.
The Cougar.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
An older single woman will seek a match amongst a pool of eligible young men.
Didn't they already do this?
Yeah,
probably.
Did. There was,
there was a
one
Fox
where
show, a Cougar
guy
show, yeah.
Had to vie for the love of either young
oh,
broads.
Cougars or kittens, right?
Right, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
What the hell was that one called?
I don't know, but they totally stacked the deck because, like, most of the older women were scorching hot.
Yeah, and they got some beat up 20-year-olds.
Plain jeans,
right, yeah.
Yeah.
This one will be called The Cougar. It'll be a female lead, a dating competition show starting April 15th on TV Land. She will host, and the old broad will have to pick out of a pool of young men. Which doesn't seem nearly as hard for me, because a guy will just bang anything, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, right.
How tough's that?
And by the way, TV Land, a little less Cougar, a little more Happy Days or something, all right? We don't need you for this. There's plenty of other channels taking care of bad reality TV.
We haven't seen Happy Days enough. You're right. More Happy Days
reruns. Maybe that was a bad example, but...
I'm just saying, TV Land, you're great at what you do. Continue to bring me the Andy Griffith Show and leave this nonsense to the Fox Reality Channel.
Robert Downey Jr. is going to play another superhero.
Excellent.
Jenga,
the superhero. Apparently, there's an animated film in the works with Robert Downey Jr., Tina Fey, and Ben Stiller doing the lead voices. It's called Mastermind, and The Hollywood Reporter says it's about a brilliant supervillain who loses his purpose and becomes depressed when he accidentally kills his good guy, Nemesis.
So he's bummed that there's no one to fight?
He's bummed out. Yeah, no one's around to fight anymore. Kind of loses his...
I like that. Loses his way?
Loses his way.
I like that.
He accidentally kills the hero that he fights against, and now he's got nothing to do.
He's bummed out.
Mastermind. Funny concept. I heard Eddie James is going to kick his ass,
yes.
though, Robert Downey Jr.
He is.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Christopher Guest, actor, director, comedian, genius. I don't think I'm going too far by saying genius.
He's awesome.
Go see Best in Show.
Yeah,
go rent Best in Show and tell me he's not a freaking genius. I just say different kinds of nuts. Peanut, chestnut, macadamia nut. He's 61 years old. Tim Meadows from Saturday Night Live is 48. Jennifer Jason Leigh is 47. Laura Linney. She was in John Adams, the miniseries, did a brilliant job as Abigail. His wife, 45 years old. Duff McKagan of Velvet Revolver is 45 as well. And Bobby Brown celebrates his 40th birthday today. Who'd have thunk Bobby would live to see 40? God bless him.
Yeah.
He's having another kid, too. So I hope he names this one Bobby, too. Doesn't he have like 8 kids? They're all named Bobby. He's like George Foreman.
Pretty much.
The girls are named Bobby. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
I don't like that. So far, off to a bad start.
Good goulash, baby. The old time to go. This is a trip you
That was TNT.
I'm gonna f*** you softly. I'm gonna s*** you gently. They formed a band, they made Tenacious D. And then they got to pick a destiny. Cause it's a band, a destiny child. Ladies and gentlemen, Tenacious D.
Well, the good half of Tenacious D, the half that cares about the people
is
here.
Me. I told you.
He's going to butter me.
We got a problem.
What's
we got
the
a
problem? Because when KG came in, it seemed
out burning a coal with Cage out in the parking lot. And he believes that Bean hates the D.
Bean, every
what
year we come
about?
On.
Every year we come on here and we're just pushing, we're pimping a benefit, a good cause. And you always come in with like, are you guys still around? Because, I mean, there's just one thing that surprises me. And I know that I'm a hermit and I live in a weird hermit world. But I'm just surprised that you guys are still around and working because you should have dropped dead a long time ago.
Is that impression of what he does every time?
I'm overly sensitive. I apologize sincerely, Kyle, because I've been hearing this and I mentioned it to Jack the other day.
Okay.
Not at all true.
Jack, hey, Jack, how are you?
Hey, Jack, how are you?
How's it going? I'm good. I'm good. Sounds like Cage is on the offensive.
He is.
And I think
I'm offended, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no. I've done a horrible thing now. I feel terrible.
Jack, do you get the same sense from Bean that he is even asking you why you're still together? Why you're still alive, that kind of thing?
Last time I think he did. That's all right.
Well, okay.
Well, if that's the case, I don't remember that at all. And if I gave you that impression, I apologize because
I don't
want
you guys to go soft because Kyle is sensitive. I'm ready for the hardball questions to face the tough issues.
How are you guys still together?
How are we still together?
Is that what he said, right?
Well, I walk behind Jack and wait for the change to fall out of his pocket.
We're still alive. As long as we're alive, we have some fresh ideas in our toboggans.
There will always be a D.
There will always be a D.
I broke up. We broke up after the first gig, so it's been all uphill. Yeah, that's why we've
broken up a lot of times, but like the phoenix, we rise again.
But here you are 15 years later, still going strong.
Exactly. Right.
See, that's the tone. That's the tone
that
I pick up. That's the tone.
Okay. What? Well, it was a compliment.
If we're not dead, Bean.
Still going strong is the opposite of dead.
I don't know, Paige. I don't think there was any tone there.
All right. And then,
thank you, Jack.
And then every time there was a promo, because I listened all morning, because I was excited. Because I listen to you guys every day, and you guys are the best show on radio.
Yeah, you're just saying that now.
No, but I do. I drive around.
Here's the better.
But wait a minute, because we were selling
it
hard.
That's why it hurts. I really do.
But we were selling it hard. We were saying the D's coming.
You guys.
Yeah.
Oh, not Bean. Oh, you guys. No, there's a delineation.
I see. Not Bean.
Okay. And then the tone in his voice. Yeah, when it was by, Tenacious D. Oh, back in my day, he'd always like make the age reference. There's ageism is what's happening.
He's quite... He's snobby. He's a little snobby.
But you know,
all right, let's move past this awkward misunderstanding.
It helps us. It makes it. We're like the Hulk.
Makes you stronger.
If there's haters out there, it makes us twice as rocking.
I've got to prove to Bede we can still rock.
There's no hating going on here.
If everybody likes you, then something's wrong.
That's true.
Let me try this and see if I do better. All right, Tenacious D is going to be at Club Nokia on Thursday, February 26th at 8:30. If you like that sort of thing. Tickets are going on sale today. Good. At 10 o'clock at Ticketmaster Outlets at the Club Nokia box office. What is this? It's a benefit show you guys are doing, right?
Yeah, we're raising money for a great organization called 24th Street Theater, run by a really inspirational lady, Deb Devine, who was my first acting teacher. And
what?
And she saved my life with the magic of theater.
How?
And, well, because, you know, when I was a kid, like a lot of kids, I had a lot of angst, and I was going down some
bad
different roads.
Bad crowd.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know, but I was one butt hair away from becoming a gangsta.
Really?
Wow. But
you don't strike me as that close to a gangsta.
She helped me to channel my energies in a creative and new way. And
really worked.
And she continues to do it. But her organization is under, it's a government, you know, the school.
It's a government
fund.
Yeah, and now. What?
Slush fund?
I don't think you're helping here, Kyle.
You're trying to make it sound illegal.
It's
not that at all.
Well, there's like a $1 trillion floating around. I want some.
When tough times hit, the first thing to go a lot of times is the arts. The arts programs.
That's very true.
To me, you know, it's one of the most important things. And when she's out there saving inner city kids and giving them another... you know, avenues to go down, then I want to pitch in and help. Yeah,
that's
so
cool. That's when I got the call yesterday from Jack to go visit the school.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday morning, I could not have been more excited.
Okay, I didn't invite Cage.
What?
I went without you.
What are you talking about?
You didn't invite him?
No.
But you're performing too, right?
I mean,
you're part of the benefit for the school.
No, right. No, I hadn't visited
Sorry,
the school.
No, I should have invited you.
So you went yesterday by yourself?
Yeah.
Well, were you busy yesterday? Were you doing something?
No, it was my bad.
Never too busy to help the kids, for sure.
Listen, Cage, it's an open invitation to you, though, anytime you want to go down there.
As long as it's not yesterday.
Exactly, not yesterday.
As long as Jack's not there at the same time.
There was an invitation.
It was just not sent. It was an unspoken. There it is. It's on 24th Street.
He should have known. Okay.
You should know where it is by the title of the school, really.
Yeah.
You just drive down 24th.
It's not a long street.
The main thing is, you know, we're going to throw down an amazing show. Also, joining us will be the incredible Nick Swartzen, who is one of the best stand-up comedy practitioners of all time, and also a really funny band called Nasty Delicious.
Oh, that's... Craig Robinson.
Yep.
We just had Craig on yesterday, as a matter of fact.
That guy's hilarious. We just had him on, what was it? The Spike TV?
Oh, yeah, the Spike Video Game Awards.
And he came out as the
video game god.
He played video god, and then he sang an aria that was...
No kidding.
It was unbelievable.
It was really good.
What song can we play, guys? Us three.
What song? What do you mean? You want to be part of the show?
Hey, Mike. I mean...
You want to sing a song? I'll do one.
What song? What are you talking about?
He
has some rock and roll dreams. He's wearing our sweatshirt now, so I have to do what he says.
His dream is to be a member of the band, and he's trying to tell him.
Give me a guitar, dude.
There's not a lot of...
Give me a guitar. We're on. I'll give him an audition right now.
He did bring one.
Okay, I don't want yours, though. I think I want mine.
Where's I don't want to see Mike happy, guys. Can we not do this instead? Can we just leave him wanting?
Well,
I hate to see Mike happy.
Do you really want to rock right now?
Do you know a D song?
Should we rock right now?
Sing, and then you guys
Dio, Kielbasa, okay. Tribute, what do you want?
All right, we got to take a break.
Are we allowed
to
drop
F-bombs?
I'll fix it.
What are you talking about?
His dreams can wait.
This is a man's dreams cannot wait.
We have to take a break. We've been trying to tell him that it's a two-man outfit, but he doesn't seem to.
I've been trying to tell them that they'd be better as a trio.
Tenacious.
Let me give out the information one more time before the break, and then we'll come back and break Mike's heart. The 24th Street benefit gig is Tenacious D with Craig Robinson and the Nasty Delicious. Stand-up comedy from Nick Swartzen. It's all going to be happening Thursday, the 26th of February at Club Nokia. Tickets go on sale this morning. That's the important thing. 10 o'clock this morning through Ticketmaster and Club Nokia. It's the new three-piece Tenacious D when we return right after this on the World Famous... All right, this is not how we expected this to go at all. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Tenacious D in the studios with us, Jack Black and Kyle Glass. And,
Gas,
I'm sorry. And Psycho Mike.
Jay Leno did that too.
Did he? It's an easy mistake.
And they did it three times.
And aww.
My mom was done crying,
aww.
I said, no, Mom, they're trying to help me because Glass is a normal name. And Gas is a really weird name.
Yeah,
and
I didn't mean to bring up
it's a crisis. It's not a name.
Bad memory. Kyle, you have to know that Kevin has a long and tortured history
of this
program.
I love you being so much better than Kevin.
Hey, wait, you were just saying last...
I know, until that incident.
What happened? Kevin has a long history on this show of mangling our guests' names.
I caught the last segment. It's just dyslexia and a lot of people suffer. And we can help after the show's
over. All right, I can't figure out if you like me or you hate me. You're a flip-flop.
I loved you.
All right, now.
The ED.
The D is here, and tickets go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock through Ticketmaster and through the Club Nokia box office for their show February 26. But the thing that Kevin's referring to about that's going much differently than we anticipated is that Psycho Mike is just another crazy D fan who has always wanted to jam with the band. He's a disciple. He brought that up, and we were embarrassed that he even said anything because, you know, we're trying to play good host here. And the guys said, sure, no problem, we'll jam.
Yep.
Mike said, what song can we do? He didn't even say, do you need a third member?
Nope.
No. Earlier this morning, I told you that you guys don't understand that this is fate.
Right.
And that the guys in the D would know. They would just feel it.
Okay.
It was destiny.
Check the sweatshirt.
And you mocked me.
Do you guys feel that?
Check the sweatshirt.
I did feel the kinship.
They
can't see the sweatshirt on radio, Cage.
That's correct.
Cleveland Steamers.
But you can't let everyone who wears a piece of D merchandise join the band.
You understand that's not going to happen. What you don't understand is more than that. I went down the D criteria earlier this morning, and it's like I meet everything.
What's that word, criteria?
What is the D criteria?
What does that mean?
Glistening six-pack abs, check.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Rip on the sixth string, chickity check.
Okay. Chickity check on that one.
Whoa.
A voice that's like chiffon awash in a sea of melted butter.
Is someone writing this down?
No. You got it.
Is someone writing this down?
No, he's just making this up.
Inward singing, I do it.
Now he's referencing. Oh, here we go.
What's
chiffon?
What song do you guys think you might...
Well,
He has so generously offered up the song celebrating our hero, Ronnie James Dio.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So what's going to happen here? You guys are both playing guitar. Mike, you're just going to be singing?
I guess so. That's the way it works.
No, you can play. You want to play the axe?
No, go ahead. Let my backing band do it.
All of a sudden, they're your backing band?
All right. So you're going to do backup vocals?
All right.
I want to hear that buttery chiffon.
You lead it in, and I'll come back
Cage,
and
Jack, and Psycho Mike, the debut on the world-famous Kerrang this morning of the Tenacious 3D. Here we go.
Dio has rocked for a long, long time.
Ooh.
Now it's time for him to pass the torch. He has songs of wildebeest and angels. He has soared on the wings of a demon. It's time to pass the torch. You're too old to rock. No more rocking for you. We're taking you to a home. But we will sing a song about you. And we will make sure that you're very well taken care of. You'll tell us secrets that you've learned. Wow! Your sauce will mix with ours. And we'll make a good goulash, baby. Dio, time to go. You must give your cape and scepter to me. And a smaller one for KG Glass. Now! Dio!
That's fine.
That's fine. It's called nature. It just happened like
right
that.
Right there.
That just happened.
He's trying to five you, and you're leaving him hanging.
I'm not sure that improved the band at all, Mike. Frankly, I think I preferred them as a duo, to tell you the truth.
That was pretty good, actually.
It wasn't a good song to jump in on backing vocals, because there's not really any harmonies in there.
I know, but power, I felt like I was listening to you double track.
I know.
You know, it had a presence to it, or a power. I don't know what it was.
I think if we do that live, you should, like, fly in on a Peter Pan rig.
Like a Dio, like an old Dio outfit, Diver outfit, and come in. I can do that.
Can your microphone will be turned way low. Benefit February 26th at the Nakia Theater.
No, sorry, I'm not free. Of course,
he doesn't do anything anytime, so he's up for it. Yeah,
we'll find.
But you guys don't feel like you have to. I don't want you to feel forced. That's forced on you,
dude. He's doing us a favor.
Hey guys, how much talk has there been about new D music? Is that something that you guys work on from time to time?
Yeah, we've been working on it a lot lately, actually.
What do you think?
Much to your chagrin.
We're not in a rush, though. I mean, it's always been our mantra that there will be no D wine until it's D time.
Sure.
But the time is coming. I see the release of our masterpiece probably summer of 2012.
Wow, that's
2012.
It's a long ways from now.
So far,
all right, Axel.
Really? We got about 3 songs in the cooker right now, and you know, you need a good solid 12.
We might just call it Mocracy.
Mocracy. Good.
I like it.
Tenacious
D.
Good.
Mocracy. Are you worried that most of your fans will have died off by then if you have to wait
until?
Wow. Just,
no.
Just, wow. All right, listen, we have tickets. I know, you heard him. We have tickets to give away to this benefit event.
If you would
like to call and talk to the guys, if you have a good question.
We can talk to people?
Sure.
Fans?
If you have a good question,
we have that technology.
1-800-520-1067. Yeah, we have phones. And if you get through and we put you on the air, we'll give you a pair of tickets.
Okay.
How about that?
We'll do that when we get back on.
Oh my God, what was that crazy jam you just laid down? Is that a new group? Because I've never heard that song. It's awesome. Who is it? Who is that song? If someone could just fax me, or if they could BlackBerry, Blueberry me that one, because I got to get the rest of their stuff. Are they playing soon? Oh my God, what was that? What was that?
It's brand new. It's actually not even released yet. It's so fresh.
Oh, you guys are on the cutting edge. You know, when they say ahead of the curve, K-Rock, man,
thank you
guys are ahead of the curve. Thanks for laying down some fresh, tasty jams for me. Man, I can't wait. What's your name of that group?
Sublimi.
You know, I heard a group yesterday you guys played. I forget. They're a park.
Red Hot
Chili. From a president. No, a president's park.
Lincoln Park.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
That's it.
New.
And I was like, I can't hear this song enough. And then you guys satisfied it because I heard it again and again that day. And then I heard it 2 years ago. And I'll probably hear it 2 years from now because Linkin Park, is that the name of them?
That is.
They are good. And I can't hear them enough. And don't play many songs. Just play two. Just play two of them. I don't want to know any other
songs.
Not a good
rotation. Just only a couple.
Oh, their songs. All the time. Thanks,
Kyle. You're hired. You got the job. You can be the music director of K-Rock.
Oh, I couldn't do it like you guys. You guys drop the fresh Stacey jams. What do? Research? Do you have people go out in the field and look for fresh bands? Because, I mean, my ears are just burning. It's so awesome. Thanks, you guys.
You can't imagine how good that is to hear.
Who is that God character you're playing?
He's just excited about K-Rocks.
I'm voting for you
music.
For something.
Excited, wow. K-Rock guy.
That's Tenacious great. D is here. They're playing Thursday, the 26th of February at Club Nokia downtown, a benefit for the 24th Street School. You can get tickets this morning at 10 o'clock. By the way, before we go to the phone calls, 1-800-520-1067, everybody on the air with a question gets tickets. Jack, very much enjoyed seeing you making out with Cloris Leachman the other night.
Oh,
that
see
was
that?
Awesome.
That was hilarious.
Awesome.
Dude, can I that was
that?
Rough.
Yeah, it was powerful.
No.
There was some tongue, I bet.
It was
right?
Rough.
Of course, she's a goer.
There was tongue. I initiated tongue.
With Frau Brücker?
Here's the thing.
You made out with Frau Brücker?
Oh, yeah. Cloris Leachman is in her 80s.
Yes.
But she was ready to go.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
she seems like a goer.
I think
she really
she's just being a pro, like, method actor.
Yeah.
But she, like, before we started acting, when we first met on the set, we were talking about what we were going to do, and she was holding my hand and started like slowly massaging my hand. And I felt
that's
like,
awesome.
Wait a second, you're saying you're ready to go. And then something happened in me where I was like, I could imagine going there with you.
No, you didn't think that.
You're just two human beings, dude.
You didn't you think have, that.
Look, life doesn't
it's
end
natural.
At 80.
It's all natural.
Right. And she opened my eyes to a whole new world.
But, Jack, what I love is that it was you, Cloris Leachman, and Jessica Alba, right? You were the three guest stars of The Office. And of those two ladies, the one you made out with was Cloris Leachman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, that scene with her in the wheelchair going up and down the stairs that lasted what seemed like an hour was awesome.
Thank you.
So funny. And you had me in tears.
Well, you know, that show's funny.
It is.
The Office is one of the rare gems. It's an oasis in a sea of boring,
crappy
TV.
Is anyone watching
TV.
Them? They're not getting that
I think it's doing okay now.
A lot of times that would happen. The better a thing is, the less people watch.
That's right. And then the word gets out, and then you got gold.
Nobody liked Mozart. He was gold. Like, he was getting horrible ratings when he first started.
That's a good call.
Beethoven, I heard they left the theater. Beethoven, they left the theater. They couldn't take it. What was this?
Another character.
Let's get some calls here, guys.
I feel like Jay Moore today.
We're
going
to run out of time. We're going to run out of time. So let's get to some calls. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Bridget in Santa Fe Springs. I think she's got a great question on line six. Bridget, you are on with the D. Go ahead on the world famous K-Rock.
Hi, Bridget.
I've been calling all freaking day trying to get online.
For reals with a Z?
You're on.
Yeah, I just want to know if you guys could go back in time and meet anybody. Who would it be?
Oh.
That group. I'd like to meet Sublime.
Sublime, yeah.
Sublime?
I just want to.
But they're new and fresh, you were
all
just
right,
saying.
Abraham Lincoln.
Jack,
you have one?
Yeah, I don't really want to meet anybody. But if I could go back, I would just like to sneak a peek at, what are you saying, Cage? What are you saying? Oh, Jesus?
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on.
That
now.
Might be cool, historically. See what really went down around
really
Jesus time?
What went down? You want to be
if
there
you
to
you weren't on the radio, you would not pick Jesus.
I'm just saying. And then, you know what? There'd be a Book of Jables. Because you'd be there.
That's right. All right. Bridget, hold on. We're going to give you tickets to the benefit,
Book of
okay?
Jables.
Thank you so much.
Don't go away.
Let's try Chris in L.A. on line 8. Again, you get Tenacious D tickets for being on the air and talking to the guys.
Wow.
Hi, Chris. You're up.
Yo, Tenacious Dibble. What's going on?
Yo, Dibbles.
All right, yo. I want to know, if you guys could do a song with a hip-hop artist, who would it be?
Well, you know, actually, the guy that does the auto-tuner, what's his name?
Lil Wayne?
T-Pain?
T-Pain.
T-Pain.
Yeah. Wanted to get in the studio with the D.
Yeah.
And drop some tasty beats, I guess.
Really? We should do that.
Let's do it.
Well, then
can
that's
you hook
the
that
answer.
Up?
Is this news to you, Jack?
Well, I got it.
I seem to have a foggy recollection of that offer being laid out there.
And you know what? I like the bartender. So I'm like, I'm down with the pain.
Why didn't we do that? Did I just poo-poo
you
it?
You were being an A-list superstar, I believe, and didn't have time.
I didn't
have time for the little people.
I don't really venture out and meet new people.
And
it's
then I called T. I called T. Mm-hmm. I said, let's get it on.
You know him by T?
Well, I never met him.
Okay.
Just listened to him, but my manager wrote me, and so
I'm starting to think you make everything up. I'm starting to think nothing you say.
I really like that band Nerd.
Yeah, NERD.
That would be cool.
They do good with them. They do some tasty jams.
Get together with them and Timbaland and just throw it down.
Yeah.
They could just take one of our songs and put the... right on it.
Okay, that would be less work.
Who's the dude that used to be really funny? Busta Rhymes.
Yes. Yeah.
He used to be really funny, and I would say let's rock with Busta Rhymes, but now he's like buffed out. He's kind of roided out.
Yeah.
He seems like he's gone a little gangsta.
Is he going Carrot Top, though?
So now I'm going to...
He's not going Carrot Top.
I don't think he's going to the level of Carrot Top.
There was a time when I thought we would have meshed, but now I'm going to say no.
Time has passed. Yeah. All right, Chris, great question. Everything. Thank you. Hold on. Hey, I had another quick question, speaking of celebrities and famous people. A couple weeks ago, Jack, did I see you on my television standing in front of the Lincoln Memorial with President Barack Obama?
You think that was a dream? You think there's no way?
In what world are we living in where you are speaking at the Lincoln Memorial to a crowd of 1.5 million people?
I thought the same thing.
Maybe you thought the same thing? You didn't think I belonged there?
I had that question. What kind
of
world is this that we've entered into?
Like
you know,
other.
I did not ask that question. When they asked me, I was just honored to go and be part of the pre-inaugural celebration. It wasn't, the official inauguration. It was
Sunday before on the Mall, and you were there with the president and his wife. Did you meet him?
I did meet him, and he did say that Jack Black, School of Rock, was a great film. That is my opinion. So I assume that that's why I was there, because he was a fan of School of Rock, and he thought maybe I'd be talking to the kids of America.
Was he expecting a performance? Or
he was not, he no. Okay. He wanted me just to talk about Lincoln and about the environment.
Lincoln Park?
Yeah, exactly.
We have time for two more questions.
Are they new?
What's their name?
Let's try Andy in Culver City. He's on line 3. Andy, welcome to the show. You're on with Tenacious D. Go ahead.
Hey, Cajun Jables. How you doing?
Hey.
Excellent.
My question for you, I know you guys have collaborated with Dave Grohl and, in your earlier work.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he's played on every one of our tracks.
That's what I love. I think
I don't know how
great,
that happened.
Great piece of the band. I wonder, how did you guys get in touch with him in the first place?
Well, I called him once on my cell, and he never called me back, so.
No, it doesn't sound like a good answer. He just showed up. At one of our early gigs at the Viper Room.
Oh, at the Viper Room, yeah.
He just showed up. We were about to go on stage, and, we didn't have a record or a TV show out at the time, but he was there.
He heard from his friend Pete.
And then he came backstage, and he was like, you guys are great. You guys are great. And we were like deer in the headlights, because he was like, it's like meeting a Beatle. He's like one of the greatest musicians of all time. So... And then later on, we just called him up through, pulling Hollywood Channel strings and said, hey, you said we were great. Will you come and play drums on one song for us? And then you bleeped it, though. I saw.
Yeah.
And then we said, will you just do the whole album? And he was like, all right.
And he really wasn't that happy about doing it. He had like something to do that night.
Yeah.
But he really is a player, and he loves to play.
And it turned into a lifelong friendship.
Nice. Yeah, he's awesome.
That's a great
and
he romantic seems like, story. No matter how big he is, and Foo Fighters now one of the biggest bands in the world. Of course, he's Nirvana. He doesn't need to do anything else. But he still seems to be so unbelievably cool and down to earth and friendly and nice and fun and everything you'd hope for.
He is. It's actually to a little bit of weird stage. He's so nice.
It's also really? You don't buy it. I'm also blown away that he has so much more music left in him. He just keeps on.
Yeah.
He's one of those.
Getting to watch him play drums in the studio on some stupid thing you wrote.
Right.
You know, it's like, really? Are you that? And you're going to do that just because I made these things up? And the watch
him. You know what else about Dave? Not to turn this into a tribute show or anything, but he's such a music fan. I mean, you see how excited he was to go, to go to that Zeppelin show in London. He's playing with Paul McCartney on the Grammys this Sunday. And
he's all about it. Excited
about it,
Well, he does that thing where, like, if I ever made it and I got to play with X, Y, and Z,
right,
and it's just, why wouldn't you just play with Sir Paul or whoever? It's like, really? Okay, and snap the photo and go home.
We only have time for one more. We got one more pair of tickets for the D show going on sale this morning at 10. Justin in Temecula gets the final honor. He is on line 6. Justin, go ahead. You're on with the guys.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. I just want to know what started the obsession with the Bigfoot.
Sasquatch?
That a documentary I think we watched. You turned me on to that. What was it called?
Yeah, In Search Of. It was
In Search of, well, Leonard Nimoy, but then that other one, too, we saw.
Sasquatch was just a thing from my childhood that I was obsessed with the rest of the youth of America.
That's true. It's not really a
new
obsession.
It's a monster, you know. What's cooler than a monster that might actually be real?
But he's very shy.
And then but then it came into you being his son, and it was just awesome from, like, the TV show.
That was a dream sequence within the motion picture.
We just kept on going further and further.
He's confusing
with it.
Reality and fantasy.
Yeah, welcome. He thinks that you're really Sasquatch's kid. That's what's going on here.
Yeah.
What was it like to have him as a father?
Sasquatch, you know, That was one of my favorite bits of acting ever. Acting opposite Sasquatch. You know who played Sasquatch? A lot of people don't know this. It was Sir John C. Reilly in the role of Sasquatch. I hate to out him, but it feels like enough time has passed.
I don't know why we put so much makeup on him, and then you can't tell it's him.
Yeah.
Why would you have one of America's greatest actors?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't answer that.
Hidden.
It's kind of what you guys
did. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. It was his idea originally that he wanted to start running around. He lives in Silver Lake.
Yeah.
And he was like, I want to start running around Silver Lake at night in a Sasquatch outfit.
For real.
And try not to be seen. So then if anyone sees me, it'll look like an
authentic to the legend.
Sasquatch sighting.
I like that.
And we were so fantastic. We just had to write a song about that.
I talked to Sir John the other day, and he said there might be a sighting this February 26th at the Nokia.
How do you do it? How do you do that? How do you do
He's
that?
He's a promotion machine.
I listen to you guys every morning. That's how I do it.
Thursday, February 26th, Club Nokia, downtown Los Angeles. Tickets are on sale this morning at 10 o'clock to see Tenacious D along with very funny Craig Robinson and his band Nasty Delicious. Also, Nick Swartz will be doing the stand-up. Sounds like a great event. Guys, always great to have you in. We really enjoyed just stopping by. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
I didn't know if you had more years.
I was playing that out. I like that.
This Valentine's Day, express your love with a greeting card from American Greetings. Right now at CVS, when you buy 3 cards, you get a cuddly plush gift for only $4.99. Stop by CVS Pharmacy today.
3 cards? What woman needs 3 cards?
Maybe you send one to your dad.
I love you. Now make me dinner.
Ralph's not going to send a card to his dad for Valentine's Day.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Who's the dude in the corner?
That's Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen, isn't it?
She's like, there's a guy in the studio with us that I've never seen.
Yeah. Why is he in here?
What do we do?
Who is he and why is he in here?
Mike, who is that?
Who is that guy?
Is that Nick Savage?
Yes. Maybe that's
Nick Savage. I think
Nick McCabe is coming in next for Kat because she's got jury duty. I think that may be what is going on here.
Are you McCabe?
Yeah.
Oh.
McCabe's in the studio.
How about that?
He's coming in for Kat, huh?
Yeah, welcome. Yeah.
He's not coming in for us, though, right?
Not that
then
we
why
know
the hell is he in the studio? I can't work like this. I cannot work like this. I will not come back in the studio unless he's gone.
He told us, I'm here for Kat, and I said, she doesn't get here till like 9:30, so we're not used to it. It's a little
maybe
different.
He was here to...
I'm McCabe on the studio. You are so amateur.
Maybe he was here to see the D. Maybe he's just hanging out after seeing Tenacious D.
Could
perhaps.
Be.
I don't know. All right, 8:55.
How was the D, McCabe? How was the D?
Oh, good for you. Glad you like the D.
All right, ask Christian Bale to leave and bring Ralph in because we got to take a look at the showbiz beat one more time.
I love Christian Bale more than ever.
I do. You do.
I just want to yell every day like that at everyone.
You're close.
Self Magazine. You familiar with Self Magazine?
Yes.
Yes.
It is the magazine dedicated to masturbators.
I don't think that's right,
what
Ralph.
It's about.
I don't think that's it at all.
No, Self Magazine is a fitness magazine for women. Yes. They've announced that Jessica Simpson will not be appearing on their cover next month as originally scheduled.
Really? It's not big enough?
However, the editor-in-chief, Lucy Danziger, says the change in plans has nothing to do over the frenzy of... about Jessica's apparent weight gain. That's not why they changed their plans. They've just decided to go in another direction.
Is that a blue? Sort of believe them because that story is so hot, I think it would benefit them to have her on the cover right now.
You really think it'd be a benefit to have a big fat girl on your fitness magazine cover?
The women fitness they magazine. Have on that are really fit.
Yeah.
Really fit.
That'd be like you being on the cover of Men's Health.
That's true.
Okay.
It would sell no copies.
It would not move. Would not move a lot of issues with Spina Bifida on the cover.
Although on the cover of Spina Bifida magazine, he would fit.
He would be a huge success.
He would.
Spinal Problems Quarterly?
He could move those.
Scoliosis Weekly?
Guys, what's wrong with my spine? I don't even know.
Dude, you're a hunter.
We don't have that kind of time.
That's all I'm saying. Ah, now there's trouble. You're familiar with the famous red, white, and blue hope image of Barack Obama?
Yeah.
That's been seen
hope posters, yeah. Sure.
The guy who created them, Shepard Fairey, a Los Angeles-based artist.
Fill in your own joke
problem right there. Is making a lot of money by selling original copies. That's an oxymoron. But copies of his original that he signs and sells them on eBay and is selling them.
Oh, he's the one that did it originally?
He did the original image. He was the one who took that image and then did the colors and then did the big hope word underneath.
Oh, I see.
He's a street artist who originally started just putting them up as posters in the streets.
Really? He wasn't hired by?
Nope.
Really?
And then the image took on such an iconic quality to it that everyone started using it. And we used it with a Kevin and Bean gag during the election.
It's been parodied thousands of times since then.
Yeah.
He's been making a lot of money. Thousands of dollars on eBay selling signed copies of posters of that image and selling them in art galleries. Well, now it turns out that the AP, Associated Press, is coming down on our man.
Uh-oh.
Because the photo that he used for that image was an AP photo.
Oh, interesting.
You dig?
Interesting,
the actual picture of
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Yeah, it wasn't a drawing. It was a photo that he manipulated.
Took, and then he put his artwork on top of it.
I see.
That image is actually owned by the Associated Press.
How could they even tell with the thousands of photographs that have been taken that are pretty similar to Barack Obama? How do they even know it's theirs?
Apparently they did.
Ralph Garman.
Yes, Gene Simmons.
Speaking of putting artwork on top of a face.
Okay.
All right. I think we all can see that punchline.
So, Fairey's in trouble. With AP, and he's in danger of being sued by them. The Associated Press has determined the photograph used in the poster is an AP photo, and that it's its use required permission. They're claiming
which they would have happily given if he'd asked, right?
What's the point behind this, though?
Any money he's making, they're going to want a taste. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
He's a total gaylord.
The guy's not a famous, successful, rich artist. He was just a squirrel looking for a nut.
I know.
He got lucky, and now his luck has turned because they're coming after him. I just feel bad for
Mr.
Fairey. Springsteen's mad at Ticketmaster. I'm sorry, Ticketmaster.
Oh.
You slipped there, I think.
I told you the story earlier this week that hundreds and thousands of Ticketmaster users in New Jersey were screwed when they went to buy Springsteen tickets for his upcoming tour. An error message appeared on the Ticketmaster website when they logged on to Ticketmaster.com, and they were immediately connected to TicketsNow.com, a sister site also owned by Ticketmaster that resells seats at a much higher price.
How about
that? There are fans in their car right now saying, what?
Yeah, that happened at Acoustic Christmas, and we got a lot of hate about that. Because
people were clicking and buying tickets from Tickets Now, thinking it was Ticketmaster.
At a huge markup.
That's the thing. Hundreds of dollars more per ticket.
Yeah.
And there's a representative in the state of New Jersey that is looking into it and is demanding a federal investigation.
Fantastic.
Of Ticketmaster for this practice. And now Springsteen, who was the artist they were buying tickets for, he is joining in the fray. He put on his website yesterday, that he's furious.
And he said the fray is going to be there also?
Oh, gee. We condemn this practice. He said it's a pure conflict of interest. And then he added that the merger between Ticketmaster and Live Nation poses a near monopoly, says Bruce.
Well, that Live Nation was our hope for another competitor. But no.
I saw a poster of Live Nation with hope underneath it. Yeah. Got any colors and everything on the streets. Now AP wins.
Now they want a cut of that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations to Bruce Springsteen, by the way. He's got the number one CD in America.
It's not bad for a 60-year-old dude, right?
No. He rocks pretty hard for 60, too, by the
he
way.
He does. He does.
I thought he did a good job at the Super Bowl. Although the story was released today that some people are upset because apparently the backing tracks that he sang to at the Super Bowl halftime show were all pre-recorded.
I've never
heard
of
wasn't
this
actually playing live.
I've never heard of this before. Always it's the vocalist that's pre-recorded, and they lip sync.
He sang live to recorded music.
But the band was playing, and they just weren't mic'd or something?
Right, exactly. They were not turned on. Producer says it's done all the time because you cannot set up a stage with that many musicians in 5 minutes for the Super Bowl halftime show without a sound check, without getting the sound right. If you want the quality to be good,
you have to pre-record it.
That makes sense.
You're an abomination.
And he's an abomination. Yes.
There is that.
Today's celebrity birthday is Christopher Guest, actor, comedian, director, genius, 61 years old today. Tim Meadows from Saturday Night Live is 48. Jennifer Jason Leigh, actress, is 47 years old. Did you ever see a movie called The Hudsucker Proxy?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
No.
Boy, is that a good movie. She is in that with Tim Robbins, I believe.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you're right.
Terrific film.
Wasn't she Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Jennifer Jason Leigh?
She sure was.
Isn't that when we first saw her in that? Yeah.
There's another great movie called Rush with Jason Patrick that she was real good in, too. So.
Single white female.
Single white female. We could do this all day.
Georgia.
It wouldn't be entertaining, but we could.
I love Georgia.
Georgia.
She was great in that.
Georgia.
There's a guy named McCabe right now who wonders how this show remains on the air. Hearing it for the first time today.
Laura Linney's 45. Duff McKagan of Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses is also 45. And singer Bobby Brown celebrates his 40th birthday today with just a kilo. That's how he's going to celebrate.
Yeah, allegedly.
Just a kilo and a garden hose.
Allegedly.
The name of my new album, by the way, Kilo and a Garden Hose. I hope you all pick it up. Join me at my charity performance later this week. Won't you? Want to sing with me too, Mike?
Yeah, can I hear a song?
Can I play with you guys? Can I sing, please? Can I? Oh, you embarrassed yourself.
Stacey's 3D was born. I don't know what you're talking about.
You should just shit. Just hang your head in shame. Farfik Nugan? Ralph Garman and I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks again to our very special guest, Tenacious D, for stopping by this hour. That benefit is February 26th at the Club Nokia downtown. Tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning through Ticketmaster and the Club Nokia box office. Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic show. Also, thanks to actor Chris Evans for joining us. It was the tribute to Mike Tate today on the program.
Yeah.
Because I know, Mike, you're a fan of the pretty Chris Evans. He, of course, is the star of the new film Push.
Can I act with you, Chris Evans?
I'd like to be in a scene with
you. Can I spot be with you, brother? Too?
Can I spot you, buff guy?
Can I flame on with you, Human Torch?
Tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have Ralph's Movie Beat because it's Friday. We have the grand prize drawing for K-Rock's World Tour 2009 destination number 2, which is the Killers in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. Barcelona! Barcelona!
We have a comedian named Lewis Black on the program tomorrow.
Talk about personal heroes.
And we have an actress named Kristen Bell.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, I love Kristen Bell.
This afternoon, Cinco de la Tarde, we're going to give away tickets for the Grammys, and you'll call in, and everybody except the winner will get sent over to another site that we will be scalping them for a huge amount of money.
Yes, called krocknow.com.
You have to take them, and you must pay. And then you have to list it as income. I don't know how that works. We will see you this afternoon at 5 for Cinco de la Tarde. But don't go anywhere. McCabe is up next in for Kat, who's got the jury duty with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including The Offspring's latest. Christy, where are you doing, or what are you doing, or how am I doing you? I don't even know what that one's called.
If you
also
see Christy.
I think it's maybe that's it. Christy. Yes, that's it. Also, Mr. Gass's favorite band, Linkin Park, will also do some Killers, Blink-182, and more, all after this on K-Rock.
Grammy tickets you can win before the end of the hour. Speaking of great music, and it does look like a pretty good Grammy show this Sunday, by the way.
It does.
We had the greatest rock and roll band in the world, Tenacious D, in this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And they, they brought it as usual. They're doing a benefit show at Club Nokia. Tickets went on sale this morning at 10. I don't know whether they would still be available or not, but it couldn't hurt you to try Ticketmaster outlets or the Club Nokia box office. That's February 26th, and it's a benefit for the 24th Street School, I guess, that does some tremendous charity work over there.
Yeah, they do the arts, and this is the woman that turned Jack Black onto acting that kind of turned his life that direction. And when things start getting cut, usually it's those kind of programs that get cut.
Exactly.
So he's raising money for that.
So we love the D. We've been having him in, for years we've been having him in on this show. And it was a little bit embarrassing this morning because Psycho Mike, who in the past has had, shown some restraint and has kind of stood in the back of the room and been a good boy, today he just decided it was time for diarrhea of the mouth, and he would not shut up about Tenacious D. What was going on this morning, Mike?
Time to make his move, he decided. That was it.
Yeah. You just know, like, you hear people on talk shows talking about when they jumped into action, they saved someone's life.
Right.
They took a bullet for someone, or they jumped in front of a train.
But that's all,
and
like...
they didn't have to think. They just acted. They knew what they needed to do.
Right, but they're
and
helping
that's what
other
I knew.
People.
This morning, I woke up, I said, I'm pretty much joining Tenacious D today. I didn't have any choice in the matter. You understand that it was divine.
I don't understand.
It was planted in my brain.
Tenacious D is KG and it's Jack
and two Psycho guys. Mike.
No,
and
there's
Psycho Mike.
There's only two in the band.
There's Tenacious 3D now, isn't there?
But they don't need a third guy. They weren't advertising for a third guy. They didn't invite you. They didn't want you. And you essentially this morning you forced yourself into their band for a minute.
Well,
just for a minute though, because really after that, they
moved on. Sure we're going on tour.
You do?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I didn't get official, like, a contract in paper or anything like that.
Did you get you could see it in their eyes, right?
Yeah.
Did they tell you orally that you're part of the band?
No, I mean, they didn't talk to me about it. But, I mean, like, when they fist bumped me at the end, and then when I was trying to talk to them and they were walking away and not paying any attention to me, like, I got this feeling, this really good feeling. Like,
I'm
gonna
part
continue.
Of this.
This is going to continue. This is forever.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We have the tape we're going to play in a moment of the song that they performed. The guys did Dio, one of their all-time D classics, and Mike joined in on background vocals. But what was it like for you as a true rock fan and a true lover of Tenacious D, just for a couple minutes, Mike, to be in the band and performing live on radio?
All kidding aside, it was surreal. How awesome it was. I mean, you got to understand, when I like was in high school, before they got their HBO special, before they let out an album, and anybody really knew who they were kind of a local deal.
Right.
And we'd all go and see them at the Viper Room or these smaller venues, and we thought we were really seeing something special. And I've been a huge fan. They really motivated me to want to get into both music and comedy and stuff. So to be here playing with them, not like Imitators, not a Tenacious D cover band, was unbelievable. I mean, it was it's something I'll remember forever.
It wasn't that great for us. I'm just saying.
To be honest, yeah.
I'm just putting that out there. Mike's dreams came true this morning as Tenacious D visited, and here's a little bit of what their song together sounded like on the world famous K-Rock. The D is here. Psycho Mike is just another crazy D fan who has always wanted to jam with the band. He's a disciple. He brought that up, and we were embarrassed that he even said anything because, you know, we're trying to play good host here. And the guys said, sure, no problem, we'll jam.
Yep. Mike says, what song can we do? He didn't even say, do you need a third member?
Nope.
No. Earlier this morning, I told you that you guys don't understand that this is fate.
Right.
And that the guys in the D would know. They would just feel it.
Okay.
It was destiny.
Check it's the true. Sweatshirt.
And you mocked me.
Do you guys feel that?
Check the sweatshirt.
I did feel the kinship. They can't see the sweatshirt on radio, Cage.
That's correct.
Cleveland Steamers.
But you can't let everyone who wears a piece of D merchandise join the band.
You understand
that that's not going to happen.
What you don't understand is more than that. I went down the D criteria earlier this morning, and it's like I meet everything.
What's that word, criteria?
What is the D criteria?
No,
glistening six-pack abs, check.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Rip on the sixth string, chiggity check.
Okay. Chiggity check on that one.
Whoa.
A voice that's like chiffon awash in a sea of melted butter.
Is someone writing this down?
You got it.
Is someone writing this down?
No, he's just making this up. As
and inward singing, I do it.
Now he's referencing. Oh, here we go.
What's
chiffon?
What song do you guys think you might?
Well, he has so generously offered up the song celebrating our hero, Ronnie James Dio.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So what's going to happen here? You guys are both playing guitar. Mike, you're just going to be singing?
I guess so. That's the way it works.
No, you can play. You want to play the axe?
No, nope. Go ahead. Let my backing band do it.
All of a sudden, they're your backing band?
All right. You're going to do backup vocals?
All right.
I want to hear that buttery chiffon.
You lead it in, and I'll come back
and support. So Cage, Jack, and Psycho Mike, the debut on the world famous character this morning of the Tenacious 3D. Here we go.
Dio has rocked for a long, long time.
Ooh.
Now it's time for him to pass the torch. He has songs of wildebeest and angels. He has soared on the wings of a demon. It's time to pass the torch. You're too old to rock. No more rocking for you. We're taking you to a home. But we will sing a song about you. And we will make sure that you're very well taken care of. You'll tell us secrets that you've learned. Wow! Your sauce will mix with ours. And we'll make a good goulash, baby. Dio, time to go. You must give your cape and scepter to me. And a smaller one for KG Glass.
All right, that's fine. Settle down.
That's fine. That?
It's called nature. It just happened like
right
that.
Right there.
That just happened.
Seems like the election was 17 years long, and I don't really want to see anybody back yet.
It's funny you should bring that up. I saw John McCain on the TV yesterday, a man that I admire very much, and I thought, nope, not yet.
Too soon,
not,
right?
Not yet. Too soon, right.
So I'm watching the Super Bowl, and I hear this.
I'm Governor Sarah Palin, and while some of you may know me as a hockey mom at heart.
And I started yelling, no!
I don't want to hear the phrase hockey mom ever
Football's
again.
Football's pretty cool, too, especially on Super Bowl Sunday.
All right. Don't need to hear from her, really.
Well, I hate to break the bad news to you, Kevin. She's on your TV on the Super Bowl, and she's on your favorite radio station right now because Governor Sarah Palin for the great state of Alaska joins us on Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde right now. Good afternoon, Governor.
Well, golly, Kevin and Bean, how are you? It's great to be talking to you again.
Yeah, we're excited as well.
Gosh, it's great to talk to you fellas.
Uh-huh.
How are you doing there?
We're good.
We're fine, but we kind of thought that once you lost the election that you might go away from the national scene and just handle business up there in Alaska.
Oh, shucks. I'm not going anywhere. No, but, I'm going to stick around till at least 2012.
Okay, but give us a little bit of a break, can you?
Sorry, I can't do that.
What?
Gosh, I wish I could, but there's just so many things I have to keep my fingers in.
Yeah. That's what she said. What is this deal with Ashley Judd and this group that's angry at you for hunting wolves from helicopters? Or what is that?
Oh, gosh. I think this is just the liberal media that's just blowing this whole thing out of proportion.
Okay.
Because all I'm saying is let's kill wolves.
Right.
All of them.
Okay.
And some people don't like that because they think that wolves' rights are more important than human rights. And I think that's just crazy talk.
Well, I'm not sure that that's what the people are saying, Governor. I think that you're saying that it needs to be responsible and it needs to be humane the way that these herds are culled up there in Alaska. That's all they're suggesting.
What could be more humane than having a big old helicopter bear down on them and shooting them from the sky?
Well, it seems
like God's doing it.
It's
coming from the sky, so they look up. They don't know about helicopters. They think, oh, God's killing us.
Right,
but they don't know about God either.
But don't get me started, young lady. Of course they know about God. All God's creatures know about God.
Okay, but then wouldn't they think, why isn't God a better shot? Why did I just get hit in the leg?
Well, sometimes God has a few cocktails before he gets in the helicopter.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow, all right.
Let's just face it. I don't care what Ashley Judd's been saying or any other the Hollywood elite, wink, wink. I think that mavericks like myself... Oh. We know that wolves are no goddamn good.
Ashley Judd, who apparently has been very vocal on this topic, says it's time to stop Sarah Palin and stop this senseless savagery. So you basically have come back and called her organization an extreme fringe group. Because if they don't agree with you, they must be an extreme fringe group. Right, Governor?
Well, golly, they are extreme. They really are on the outskirts of what Main Street is thinking about. Because the people on Main Street know that wolves are the savage ones. I mean, I don't know about you fellas, but up here we know very well the story of the little girl who was traveling through the woods to go see her grandmother carrying a basket of goodies.
Yeah, I think that's
and
fiction.
And she goes inside there and she thinks she's going to find her grandmother. And what does she find?
That's,
a big old wolf. That's what she finds.
That's fiction.
And little Red Riding.
Oh, my God, what big eyes you have.
Nope,
and the next
thing
you
Governor,
know, that wolf just pops out of that bed and just
not real.
Swallowed
that's,
her down whole.
That's what she said. That's just a children's book. That's Little Red Riding Hood. It didn't really happen, Governor.
Well, that's what they say about the Bible, too, but it's the truth. I know. And I know personally some three pig friends of mine who had a wolf show up on their door.
They're not friends of yours.
And they kept blowing and blowing and
that's
blowing.
The three
and
little,
next thing
that's...
you know, by the hair of their chinny-chin-chins, the whole gosh darn thing came down.
Governor,
the whole house.
Let's
now,
change
admittedly,
topics.
Admittedly, it was poor workmanship to be building a house out of straw, but I don't think you can hold that against them when it comes to the whole wolf being a savage, savage beast who should be hunted with a helicopter.
We're very sorry that we asked that question. Can we change topics, please?
All right. I'm not going to answer your questions the way you want me to answer them.
Well, I saw a bunch of Alaskans running to the store to get, like, face masks and
Did
nose...
Did you see that?
Yep.
Were you up here looking at that when they came by?
No, I saw it in the news.
Store? Oh, okay.
Why are they doing that? What are they preparing for?
Well, if you watch the whole news show, you might have found out.
I have the sound down usually.
why did you see them running to the store but didn't know why, Kevin?
Governor?
There's a big volcano up here in Alaska that's about to blow.
A volcano?
That's what she said.
Yeah,
that's Mount Redoubt?
Mount Redoubt, yeah. And it's going to blow Oh, gosh, it's going to just blow all kinds of hellfire and whatnot all over Alaska, so everyone's very concerned. That's why I'm standing here right next to it, trying to see what I can do to help.
Well, don't anger
it. That doesn't sound safe for you to be up there, anyway.
My concern is that I think the planet is just so angry that Obama got elected that it's starting to spew up all kinds of hatred and lava.
Or it's just a volcano.
Sure, that's one way to look at it.
Unrelated, yeah.
But I think it's more likely that that the planet hates Democrats.
Okay.
And wolves.
Are you safe?
Maybe we get the wolves in the volcano and kill two birds with one stone, don't you know? That'd be great.
Are you safe there? You're wearing the long pants, long sleeve shirt. You got the eye protection. You're okay, Governor?
No, I'm wearing a short skirt with some boots. I've got some go-go boots on, and I got a little sort of a Prada jacket that I still have from the election when they bought me all those clothes.
Right.
I see.
And so
okay.
I'm probably not as well protected as I could be, but they say we still have some time to get away, so I think that...
Whoa.
What's that? Oh,
Governor?
Crap. Oh, this is not going to be good. Okay.
You all right?
All right. All right. Anyone know if lava burns through shoe leather?
Well, of course it does.
It does.
Are you sure?
Yes, it burns through everything.
Oh, where's a gosh darn helicopter when you need one? They're all
poor
up
Governor.
Killing wolves.
I like eggs. Do you like eggs?
Okay, mm-hmm. Thanks for that. Sure. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Thursday afternoon. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I beat you, I want to give you tickets.
Okay.
How about going to the Grammys? How would you like to do that?
That'd be good.
Can't buy those. That's kind of cool.
Can't buy these tickets. You can only get them here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I've got one pair of tickets for one magical winner to go see the Grammys February the 8th, the 51st annual Grammys. It's going to be at the Staples Center and an amazing lineup of performers this year. I know Kevin hates the Beatles, but I'm kind of excited to see Dave Grohl and Paul McCartney team up. That should be quite the set.
It's a little bit of an upgrade from Ringo.
That'd be great if it was Dave Grohl and anyone I cared about.
Dave Grohl and Ringo would be great. Except a drum
even
off.
Better, just a drum off.
Who else? Coldplay, U2, Kanye West. It's going to be quite the event. If you'd like to go, how about caller number, let's see. It's 51st annual, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about caller 51? How
there
about
you
that?
Go.
Our phone ops will be very happy
They'll
to hear that.
They'll enjoy that, won't they? Caller number 51, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. If you're lucky caller number 51, you'll win yourself a pair of tickets to go see the Grammy Awards on February the 8th. At Staples Center. Of course, if you don't win, you can watch it on the TV. It'll be on CBS.
By the way, the reason it's such a big show this year is because they save up everything for the 51st. I mean, that is traditionally.
Sure.
That's
the blowout.
Yeah. That's the one. Ignore everything up till that
that's
point.
That's 10, sure. I think. It's the 10 anniversary, I think. That's 51. Nothing worse. Nothing worse than making an ass of yourself in public and then having your mom talk about it. Apparently, Christian Bale's mom
now
talking about his outburst that was made available to us by TMZ and is all over the internet. Of course, you've heard it by now. Christian Bale going off on the director of photography on the set of Terminator. And now his mom says to the Daily Mirror, which is a newspaper in Britain, I haven't spoken to Christian about it, but I've listened to most of it, and he was clearly very angry. No! No!
Well, that's some insight.
Yeah. She said it was disturbing for her to listen to. I just wish he hadn't carried on for so long or so fiercely. It was upsetting to hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Chris was like, Mom, you're embarrassing me.
Stop.
It's like my mom was like, your father and I heard your little show the other day, your radio show. We were up in Los Angeles, and you guys sure talk about some saucy subjects.
Did they say use the word saucy?
Yeah, they did use the word saucy. I said, Mom, don't listen. Just
what don't you understand? You got any idea about, hey, it's distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the scene.
He is a perfectionist, she adds.
Yeah.
And if you're doing an intense scene and someone is spoiling a shot, it takes time to get it back. It sounds as if a lighting engineer got in the shot so I can understand his anger, but not the length of the tirade. So she's trying to make excuses for a little boy. Can you blame him?
I got to tell you, I usually run out of steam long before that.
Definitely.
You're putting out so much hate, you can't keep that up.
I got about 15 seconds.
Dude, he's an actor.
I guess.
He had the spotlight, and it was time for a monologue. Etta James is going to kick Beyonce's ass.
Uh-oh.
It's on.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Isn't Etta James, wasn't she famous in the early 60s? Isn't she 1,000?
She's been around for a long time. 50s, I guess, is when she first got her big break.
But she was famous for recording that song, At Last. At Last My Love Has Come Along.
Most people today think of as a Christina Aguilera song.
That's right. The president and the first lady sang a dance to that song, rather, on inauguration night. And Beyonce sang the song because she played Etta James in the motion picture Cadillac Records, which was about the record label that gave Etta James her big break. And among other
was
artists.
It flattering to her? I didn't see the movie, but was it unflattering?
Well, Etta James was a heroin addict.
Oh, I didn't know
at
that.
The time, and went through some tough times, and I believe Beyonce represented that part of her life as well.
Okay.
But I think what's really cheesing Etta James off is that she's getting all this press for singing the song at the inauguration. Etta James was in concert in Seattle a few nights ago, and we've got the audio of her talking to the crowd from the stage about not only Beyonce, but about Barack Obama.
You guys know your president, right? You know the one with the big ears?
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, wait a minute. He ain't my president. He might be yours. But I tell you, that woman he had singing for and singing my song, she gonna get her ass whipped.
I love the crowd. Yeah, whip Beyonce's ass. That bitch. Kick her ass, that whore Beyonce. That's what I have against Beyonce.
It sounds like they thought she was kidding because they were laughing through the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't think they knew what to do.
I'm going to whip her ass.
By the way, TMZ did a little research on this story, Ralph. I don't know if you've seen it. And they point out that Etta James's version in 1961, her big hit, was a cover already at that point, and it had already been recorded several times previously before she got it.
You're in trouble. She added, how dare Beyonce sing my song that I've been singing forever. Now I'm going to sing it for you all. And she did the version that she's famous for. But none too pleased, apparently, that Beyonce's getting a lot of attention for her song.
I'd like to see a boxing match arranged. MMA.
Yeah, and the undercard could be Hillary Duff and right. Faye Dunaway, and then add Stephen King and the author of Twilight to that mix. Apparently they're not getting along either. He recently posted on his website that although Twilight and the Harry Potter novels both appeal to the same crowd, he says they're speaking directly to young people, the real difference is that J.K. Rowling is a terrific writer, and Stephanie Meyer can't write worth a damn. She's not very good. Sounds like someone's a little bitter. He hasn't had a hit book in a while.
He's not the only one who's pointed out, by the way, that Stephanie Meyer is not the best author in the world.
Yeah, he I don't seems know like anyone he's... calling Stephen King Hemingway either, by the
way. Yeah, he seems like he's a cranky old man.
He's kind of a pop writer as well.
Right.
As it's often been said, that most people can read a book on the toilet, but only Stephen King can write one. He really cranks prolific. Out novels pretty quickly, so I'm not sure how much he's putting into them either. But
I thought with the new era of hope and change, things would quiet down a little bit, but it seems like you got more feuds going on than ever before right now. Well,
East Coast, West Coast, man.
You got to bring back celebrity boxing. It's got to happen.
And by the way, Ashton Kutcher with his next-door neighbors, all that screaming tirade that just happened this week, too. It's like everybody's on edge all of a sudden.
And lastly, Self Magazine has announced that Jessica Simpson will not be appearing on the cover of the fitness magazine as scheduled. She was supposed to be on the cover next month.
Okay.
It's a fitness magazine for women.
Yeah.
Women who are fit.
Right.
Women who would like to be fit. However, they say the controversy over Jessica Simpson's weight has nothing to do with their apparent change in plans.
I wonder if they've taken
that girl's fat
photo yet.
Did they give a reason? Did they say it's because?
Just a change in direction. They decided to go another way.
Having nothing to do with fat.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
The good news is Jessica has picked up a lot of coverage with this story. She's been on the cover of many of the tabloids and just landed the cover of Giant Fat Ass Weekly. So she hasn't lost anything.
Everyone wins.
God bless. Hey, Tubby! Want another Pop-Tart, Tubby?
Today's celebrity birthday. Why is just Pop-Tart the funniest food there is?
I don't know.
Nothing funnier than a Pop-Tart. Today's celebrity birthday is actor, comedian, director Christopher Guest turned 61 years old today. I had dinner with the Guests once.
You did?
Yeah. I was at a charity function, and the person who was running the function was friends of theirs, and we all sat at a big table. It was me and my date, Ed Begley Jr. and his wife, Rob Reiner and his wife,
wow,
Christopher Guest, and Jamie Lee Curtis.
What?
At the same table.
Did you look around and go, this is a weird...
I didn't say a word. I was scared to death to say a word. I was like, these people are all great, and I should not be here, and I'm embarrassed.
That sounds like an acid trip to me.
Yeah, it was a very odd evening, but they were both...
Well, that's
charming.
Very nice, Ralph. It's wonderful to hear your story. I wonder if anyone else cares.
I'm just trying to humanize the news for you, Jiminy. That's all. Trying to bring it back home. Christopher Guest is 61 years old today. Tim Meadows from Saturday Night Live is 48. Jennifer Jason Leigh turns 47. Kevin, can you remember any of the films Jennifer Jason Leigh is in? We told about 12 of them this morning.
Yeah, I tuned out. That bored the hell out of me.
We mentioned about 12 different films that she's been in.
That
we
was way boring.
Entire resume.
I was trying to figure out how to get you guys to stop doing that.
I just want to see what you retain. Bad. I just wonder what your retention is when we talk about something, what you remember.
Just Two Girls, One Cup.
No,
it.
She was
not
in that.
That wasn't
not her?
The girl in that.
No.
That wasn't her?
No. Laura Linney from John Adams miniseries. She is 45 years old. Duff McKagan of Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses is also 45. And singer Bobby Brown celebrates his 40th birthday today. Never thought that was going to happen.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, we still got a couple hours left in the day. Let's hold off and see if he makes it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to the K-Rock listener Jeff Kent from Los Angeles, who won tickets to the 51st Annual Grammy Awards this Sunday night. Again, you can see him at 8 o'clock on Channel 2. We'll have more Grammy tickets, the final pair, tomorrow afternoon between 5 and 6 right here on Kevin Amin Cinco de la Tarde.
And tomorrow morning, we're going to do the grand prize drawing for K-Rock's World Tour, destination number 2, which is the Killers in Barcelona. We also are going to have Kristen Bell on the phone tomorrow.
Nice.
She's in Fanboys that opens up tomorrow.
I love her so much.
Get her salt and pepper shakers.
Oh. Have the have the movie beat tomorrow because it's Friday. We're going to talk to comedian Lewis Black. So come back then, won't you?
Sounds like a show worth showing up for, I think.
Guess we will then.
Mm-hmm. Nicole Alvarez is up next with 60 minutes of nonstop commercial-free K-Rock music. How about Shinedown's latest called Second Chance? Also, we got The Killers on the way, Bad Religion, Incubus, that new song from Shiny Toy Guns, and more right after this on good old K-Rock.